It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Football on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Kickoff is coming soon on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, WWKY. Streaming on WWKYradio.com.
Continues in George Rogers Clark. Cardinals are on the road. This is a border game. It's a rival game. They're in Montgomery County High School on this beautiful campus on this beautiful evening, and we've got football coming your way. I'm Joel Bennett, along with me Bobby Baldwin, and the Cardinals roll in here with a 3-2 record. Montgomery County just invert the numbers. They come in at 2-3. Both these teams coming off a loss, so they want to try to get things right before you head into that ever so critical district type play that they've got coming up in the latter part of this season. Cardinals come in again, I mentioned, with a 3-2 record. They took it pretty hard against Ballard the last time out, but Coach Joe Cherico and our Cardinal Connection program says that's one game. You turn the page, you got to go, and you got to play who's on your schedule. And this schedule for the Cardinals has been tough. Out of their 10 games on the season that are already scheduled, five of those opponents are in the top 12 to 15 teams in the state overall. Then throw in another 6 team if you factor in Corbin as who they scrimmage this year. So this has been a very tough year for GRC. And, Bobby, I'll ask you, quite frankly, I've been pleased. They've played well, had a modest 3-game winning streak going. They try to get back on that winning side of things.
Had a rough time last week, and as a result, took a defeat, but are 3-2 on the season. And I'm like you. I think most of Cardinal land is pretty well pleased and surprised with where they are to date.
Cardinals looking at pretty much a run-pass balance, but we have lost the services of a 100-yard-per-game rusher, over 100 yards per game in offense rushing for GRC, and one of the better linebackers when he's playing on defense, Bryce Chestnut. And Bobby, it's going to be hard to replace that kind of offense, but I guess the old adage, you got to step up or it's next man up.
Well, it's tough when of your 912 rushing yards for the season, 500 of them are gone on one play where he unfortunately had a collarbone break, and so that takes him out of the mix and takes a 5.4 yard per average per carry down to a little bit over or under 4.0, and yet you've got a lot of players now who are going to, as you say, have to step up, fill the void, and carry and tote the pigskin.
Looking at Bryce Chestnut, what he meant to the team, too, he averaged 12.5 points per football game. So GRC will look to replace that. The good thing is Sam Clements, and he got praise from the Ballard head coach last week when Ballard's coach was interviewed and asked about was he surprised in the type of game that they come out and played. He said, no, Bobby, they had prepared for it because the quarterback was a very good football player, and they knew that coming in.
Well, and yet with him running the ball,
yes,
on the read option and or the draw, and Bryce running the ball from the backfield, given the fact that they were your strongest ball carriers, then they prepared to stop those two players and were very, very successful last week.
Well, GRC, the team, they have now come out of the tunnel. They are on the sideline getting ready to go to midfield for the coin toss. Montgomery County, again, the home team tonight. These teams are meeting for the 55th time. GRC with a 37-17 win edge over Montgomery County, but this game is always a battle. It's one that you look at on the schedule, and both these schools look forward to it as well as their respective communities. Meeting for the 55th time, these two coaches have taken over as head coach of their respective schools on the same year. Bobby and I will talk more about that. We'll get into Montgomery County. All that coming up here on the pregame show on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Our final hours of summer were warm, but overnight lows will drop off to the lower 50s with a mostly clear sky. For Saturday, autumn arrives. It's a warm one with high temperatures around 80. We'll stay dry with sun to the west and clouds to the east from Tropical Storm Ophelia. Sunday looks to remain dry as well and will cool off just a little bit. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman. On Winchester's WWKY.
This is GRC Football.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and I can tell you game time temperature here is at 79 degrees. It's just a beautiful evening for football. Look for it to drop 10 degrees, somewhere around 69 by 10 p.m. tonight. So we're going to have the weather is going to cooperate, and they've got a good crowd here as the fans continue to filter in. 55th meeting between these two teams. Again, GRC with a 37-17 edge over Montgomery County. Both these coaches, Coach Caba and Coach Cherico, took over their teams 3 years ago. Each one of these teams' coaches have a win over the other. And, Bobby, if Coach Cherico can win tonight, it's number 100 for him.
And wouldn't that be sweet? Because he has certainly done a good job, and it hasn't taken him that many years to achieve that feat.
Coach Cherico looked at his Cardinal connection and said, how do you know that? We do the math. You were 86-20 at Patesville, 13-16 here. He said, what? Only 13 wins? I said, well, you could have got even last week. Didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen from the get-go, but new night, new game, new opponent, and new attitude.
Well, I tell you, I think Montgomery County could be a little cross. GRC put it on them hard last year, so we'll see how this one goes. We'll take another two-minute break when we come back. Bobby and I have more pregame right here on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition-free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
You've been on the go all summer, but your summer adventures are coming to an end. At Major Brands, we say don't let them. With a $60 tire rebate on the Uniroyal Laredo family of tires and $40 tire rebate on all other tire lines, now is the time to snag a new set before September 28th and start planning your next adventure. With Uniroyal Tires, all season adventure starts at Major Brands, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
We get ready for high school football here. It's George Rogers Clark traveling up here to Montgomery County to take on the Indians. The Cardinals, again, and the Indians, a long history in these two border schools here. Last year was GRC winning big in the contest. GRC came away with a 67-17 win, and that was at home at Cardinal Stadium. They romped and rolled, but first-time head coach Joe Chirico met up with Montgomery County. They were up here in Mount Sterling, and it was Montgomery County winning that first game back, the first time those two teams met, but 21-14. But last year, Bobby, I'm sure that's kind of a sore spot too, this Montgomery County team, if you were on there, and you probably remember a 50-point blowout.
Well, if you don't, then you're probably not in the right place at the right time. But, yeah, they got it handed to them pretty good. And 2 years ago, Montgomery County seemed to be the superior team against Clark County when they played it on this surface. But as it turned out, it was really a very, very close contest score-wise at the end. So Cards with a little edge when you compare scores, but both with a victory.
Biggest win by GRC back in 2000. It was 78-25. Cardinals won that one at home. Last shutout win was 19-0 by GRC back in 2008 at the Rec Bowl up here at Montgomery County. The largest Montgomery County win over GRC was 34-0 back in 1976. So that's a little bit of the history between these two teams. We've got team captains out at midfield along with their head coaches and the officials for the toss of the coin as the clock winds down for high school football. We're going to step aside for our final 30-second break. When we come back, we will have the opening kickoff. Football action coming your way right here on WWKY, back after this brief message.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
Blue 42!
Toss of the coin has occurred. It was Montgomery County winning the toss, and the Indians, they decide to defer until the second half. So GRC will receive the football to begin this football game. GRC with some smart-looking uniforms. They've got white jerseys over the red pants with a red number and a black helmet. Got a good, smart look. Bobby and I should be able to see those numbers well from up here. Montgomery County in the all blue, white numbers trimmed in red. They got some smart-looking uniforms as well. Good crowd on hand. They had a nice spirit tunnel for the players to come out through. GRC came over on a bus, and they just rolled off the bus, Bobby, right onto the field.
Might have been a little bit late getting through the traffic to get
Coach
in.
Coach Jericho's done that before. You know, let's do workout at home, and let's just element of surprise.
Come on in here and get it. But you're right. We've got very, very distinct uniforms. We ought to be able to see the numbers tonight, and look forward to a pretty tight contest.
Well, the weapon for GRC has been Clay Turley, as in one game, the GRC kicker, when you go back to that Pulaski County game, kicked six out of eight kicks for no return into the end zone. So we'll see what happens if he's going to be the guy tonight. So, of course, sometimes you have another guy subbing in there. But we'll have to wait for that one on the second half.
Let's only hope that he gets five or six opportunities to kick tonight. That'll mean that the Cards have put some offense together and are therefore his opportunity.
Cooper Slagle, a junior for Montgomery County, will be kicking this off back deep for the Cardinals. Kamani John standing at his 15-yard line. You got an up man there with Carter Maynard and also Jeremiah Israel. As we get ready for football action, clock is down to zero. The sun has set across the horizon. We're ready to go. This is a low-lining squib kick taken by an up man at the 35. Straight up the middle, that's Hayden Heath. He crosses midfield down to the 44-yard line.
He got that ball on the 35-yard line. It hopped right to him, and he just bolted for 17 yards across midfield. Cards in good shape early.
Sure is, and it helps having Heath, a guy that he's got good hands. He plays some skilled positions. He's also intercepted some passes. So he gets GRC good field position as the Cardinals come out for their first opportunity. Clements in the shotgun. He stays in the backfield. Clements to throw on first down. Has time. Going downfield. Throwing big. Got his man out there. Cecil hauls it in. One play. 6 points. Touchdown. GRC.
Caught the ball on the 7-yard line. It was passed from about his own 43-yard line, a 50-yard pass in the air. He had eluded the defense, caught it, walked in, Cards early in only 12 seconds.
Didn't take long. Haddon Cecil, he got separation from the corner as he took it on down there for the touchdown. And beautiful pass. Sam Clements laid it right out there. And he hauled it in for the score. Now trying to point after it will be Clay Turley to kick the PAT. Holds down. The kick is on its way, and that's going way up the bank. That has split the uprights. So Sam Clements throws his eighth touchdown pass of the season. Gets the Cards on the board early. They lead 7-0. Back after this one-minute break.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Here's a kickoff by Clay Turley, and it is back out of the end zone, out of the stadium even. It takes one hop and jumps over the 48-inch chain-link barrier that encircles this football field. So
9 or 10 yards deep into the end zone. One hop and over the fence. Just an incredibly strong kick.
GRC showing a four-man front. They got Hunter Gully in there, also down on the line, Brian Falls, and they are joined in there as well on the front line by Brian Crawford, our guest on Cardinal Connection Wednesday night. Linebackers, some dandy ones. They got Jones Howard. They've got T.J. Hooten, and we'll set the rest of them here shortly. Ty Miller is also in there, and Hayden Heath, and the Cardinals are saying GRC moved, or Montgomery County moved, and I think Gabe Tempin was sitting in the slot, or actually he was a wing back, Bobby, and he took a step forward. You can do that, but you better peel out in motion, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, you've got to keep moving if you're going to do it, and the Cards had a little shift there before that occurrence, and that may have messed with him a little bit mentally as well.
GRC with a three-man front, back to throw, and a pass is swung out in the flats. It's incomplete. Intended pass was over there for Raymond Hunley as Jacob Gum throws a first down pass as well, and it's going to be second 15 coming up.
Receiver and quarterback weren't on the same page. He went one way, the ball went another, and actually a GRC Card defender was closer to getting that than was the intended receiver.
Striker Davidson, a late sub, comes in, and he's going to bring out that guy, Hunley, and I'm sure the coaches will try to coach him up. He wanted to play some tight end, didn't get it out there. Tipton, the wide out to the right, matched up with Kamani John. Single back in the backfield, two receivers to each side. Cards will rush three. They run on the ground, a play fake, and right in the middle of the field, they've got a receiver and close to a first down. Hayden Heath makes the tackle, but a nice catch by Duran Owens.
Nice deceptive hands that time by the quarterback. He made an excellent fake out to the right, throws a defender or two, and as a result was able to pinpoint that pass right over the middle for a 12-yard first gain play.
First down for Montgomery County as they spread the field again. They're going to send wide out to the left, two over here to the right. Cards matching up man-to-man. You got the linebacker, Heath, on the guy that just caught the pass over there, Owens. Rolling, throwing back, and broken up. Jones Howard in there for the pass break, and he's a guy that scored the team's first touchdown of the season with a fumble recovery in the end zone up there in Pikeville, and he got good push up the field there.
And he wasn't far from gobbling that interception up there, too. He just immersed himself all over the intended receiver out in the flat and almost came up with that pick.
Nice pass break by Howard. Brings up second and 10 for Montgomery County from their own 32-yard lines. Cards show blitz. Now they back out of it. Still looking to come on the edge. We'll see if Miller does. He comes, but it's straight up the middle on a run, and Gum makes a nice decision. Jacob Gum on the run. A little deceptive play there as they let the ends rush on the outside, and he took it up the middle. Good yardage.
Yeah, he got 5.5 there. It's going to be about a third and a long or a short five here, but up on the 38-yard line, good play and good time for the Carr defense to step up.
Quite frankly, I thought he didn't get the good spot that I thought he might get, but it's good enough. Trips to the right side on third down and 5. Right now, Gum trying to line up his players. He keeps it back in the backfield for blocking. Card showing blitz. We'll see. Here they come. Straight up the middle. Gum throws. Swing it out in the flats. Caught there. Turn it upfield. Got to the edge for a first down before Hooten wrestles him down. But T.J. Hooten had to bring him down, but that's going to be a first down on a 7-yard hookup.
Got the pass on the left side near the sideline. Had a good juke move inside. Froze a defender and was able to get past the first down stick for 7 yards and a first down 41-yard line, 46-yard line of GRC.
Second first down on this drive that continues. We're 2 minutes deep into this ball game. GRC scored on the opening first play of the ball game. So they lead 7-0. Montgomery County moving the ball down the field. In the shotgun, Gum, long snap count, looking, working, middle of the field. That's been good for him. It's good again this time, and the pass is hauled in by Striker Davidson, and that's deep into Cardinal territory. Finally brought down by Justin Falls, but another first down.
Yeah, about a 24-yard gain. If tremendous play.
So a nice play there. Striker Davidson hauls that one in. Again, 23 yards on that hookup and a first down. The ball is squarely at the Cardinal 35. Jacob Gum, the quarterback, 5'10", 172-pound sophomore. He's working the middle of the field. He's got split backs in the backfield. Long cadence. gets the ball, looking left, swing it out, caught in the flats, taking it to the outside, finally pushed out of bounds by Ty Miller, but there's a flag at the end of the play, and hopefully that's not a personal foul, tacking it on afterwards. Maynard on the stop as well.
He got five on the play, a nice pass out to the flat. He had running room and got shoved out of bounds after a five-yard gain, but then in came the flag.
Holding against Montgomery County, and maybe that's why that edge wasn't sealed, Bobby, we're not letting you get out there.
Well, one thing about it, he was certainly open, and yet that's unfortunate for the homestanding Indians because they had it second and five, and now it's going to be first and 15. So penalty could set them back, but the way Gum has thrown the ball here in this series, he may be able to overcome that.
He's worked the middle of the field primarily, and they got Carter Maynard at deep safety. They also bring Trey Davis into the game. He's in the secondary as well. Linebackers come up to the edge in the shotgun. Gum calling for it, takes it, got a double wing set, rolling. Here comes the heat. He throws the ball out there. That was nearly picked, and holding on to it, striker Davidson. Kamani John trying to take it away from him, but Davidson held on to it. I'm surprised Kamani didn't go for the ball on the pick. He went for the strip. But it's still only a four-yard pickup.
Four-yard gain. It certainly looked like it had gone for a lot more than that, but Kamani right there for the attempted breakup or pilfer, but instead just got the tackle, but didn't let him get any yardage once he caught the ball.
I like the corners. Quentin Falls on the right side, John on the left. They're matched up man-to-man. Split backs in the backfield. GRC, see if they can get pressure. Here's a misdirection run with striker Davidson, and wow, violent collision as Hooten hit him hard before he got to the 30, so a gain of about four on that run, but those guys had a violent collision.
Yeah, he popped him pretty good coming in from the left side and knocked him down about a 4.5-5-yard gain, which gets it to what appears to be third and six.
So we've got 7:45 to go in the first quarter as Montgomery County with a methodical drive. They trail 7-0. They've converted 2 of 2, make that 3 of 3 on their third down conversions. Trying to get it here on third down. Looking left the entire way, swing it out in the flats, and again, Davidson's caught that pass, and he's going to get it for a first down. Kamani John and Falls go over there for the tackle, but that's a 7-yard hookup, and that's another first down.
Coach Cabo with a nice scheme there. Having someone out in the flat with nobody near him, he was able to get the pitch and catch where he needed it and get beyond the line. So as you say, good, steady, methodical play here, and they're controlling the football.
You know, the thing about it is you're looking, I know against Ballard you don't want to play press coverage. You had to keep them in front of you. But here they're really backing off. It's not press coverage. They're just giving them a lot of cushion. It is not at first down. It came up just inches short. So that's a 6-yard pass play rather than a 7, and we'll snap it again. Looks like 4-down territory, and here comes a heavy package in, possibly for Montgomery County.
Well, we know.
Don't jump offside. Don't give it to them, right?
And we know all about 4th-down attempts, right?
Yeah, 4th and inches. Clock is inside of 7 minutes and rolling here in the first quarter. Coming up to the line. They got a I formation in the backfield. They bring in Corey Davis as a blocking back, but they're going to sneak it with Gum, and Gum feels like he's got it. GRC tried to submarine in there with Hunter Gully, but that's going to be a 1-yard pickup, and that'll be a first down for Montgomery County.
Well, he sidestepped all of that confusion at his feet and was able to nudge it forward for a yard and continue this drive, which is approaching 5.5 minutes and counting here in the first quarter.
The football is down to the Cardinal 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10 on the left hash mark over toward the GRC side of the field. Balanced field this time, balanced formation, two wideouts to each side, Gum in the shotgun. Takes the snap. They're going to run it, and a nice play in the backfield. Thrown for a loss. Big play in there by a big guy making the stop in there, Brian Falls. Offensive lineman goes 5'11", well over 270.
He just got the push up front, the penetration, and when the handoff was right there, he was able to snuff it out for a two-and-a-half-yard loss here on first down.
So they're going to back him up. It'll be second down coming up for the Indians. And again, as Bobby said, this drive has consumed a great deal of the clock. The card struck early, but the defense has been on the field for a long time here in this first quarter. Game is still fresh, though. Gum in the shotgun, takes a nice snap, looking, works the middle. There it is again, caught at the 25 and then dropped at the 25. Carter Maynard with the tackle, but again, hauling it in, Duran Owens with his second catch.
Got a nice 7-yard gain right over the middle. He just went out to the left, cut to the middle. A pass was there, but instead of turning it upfield, tried to get to the sideline, and the Cards were able to converge. So now we're at third and six here.
Well, third down, what Gum has done on third down is thrown to the flats. He checks it down and looks for the receiver in the flats. The earlier downs, he works the middle of the field. And I think Coach Cherico, he's going to call a timeout right now, so the defense will talk it over. Third down and six with the ball at the Cardinal 20. Time called, back in 1 minute.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shop.
All right, defensive coordinator Matt Chandler, one of our guests on Cardinal Connection Wednesday night, trying to make some adjustments here as Montgomery County, with over a seven-minute drive here, has it third and six at the Cardinal 20. Gum in the shotgun, takes the snap, straight drop, looking, throwing, got a man caught just inside of the goal line. It's hauled in there by Nestor. It's a 19-yard pickup as he could not get in, as Hayden Heath bumped him out before he hit the pylon. But, wow, what a play coming out of that timeout.
Well, Gum's doing a nice job of spreading the ball around, and for the first time he went downfield, but we have a penalty.
Yep.
Hold the phones.
So the crowd showing their disdain as they boo in against this call. So they're going to bring it back. This will be fourth down, fourth and six. So the Cards take the down and make it fourth down. Montgomery County going for it. Fourth down and six from the 20. In the shotgun, Gum got it. Here they come. They come hard up the middle, picked off, intercepted, and then going down at the 15-yard line. But a nice pick by last week's homecoming king, Ty Miller. He picks it off.
And yet a late flag comes in as he falls to the turf.
I thought he was just throwing a marker where the ball was at, but you may be right. Because once he fell down, he could not get up and run, although he wasn't touched. But it was thrown right to Miller. Maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe GRC guilty of some infraction there. We'll see what the officials sort out here. It was fourth down, holding against GRC. Personal foul, roughing the passer. So it's going to be a 15-yarder and a killer penalty against GRC. Looked like he had an interception, and instead it's going to be the fifth first down of this drive, Bobby, that's appealed. You know, it's looking at over 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's 7 minutes and 13 seconds to be exact, and they have controlled the ball here, and yet Cards got to the quarterback, but just a little bit too aggressive in trying to keep him from getting off that pass, and evidently a little bit too much aggression for the officials.
So the official looking to mark off the yardage, half the distance to the goal, will put it. So they're saying at the 10-yard line. Okay. Normally a 15-yarder, but it can only go half the distance. So here we go. It's a first down for the Indians. Five of those in this drive. 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. As Montgomery County comes up to the line, trips over to the left side, GRC matching up man-to-man. Now they sit a player in the wing, and that's Stryker Davidson with two catches already on this drive. Long snap count, gun. They go on the ground, running, trying to find some room, and Carter Maynard shut it down. Bobby, he came up strong for run support from his deep safety spot.
He followed him. He tracked him. It looked like he was spying him from the get-go and got him on the ground after about a two-and-a-half-yard gain. So good play by Carter.
Now Maynard, the guy that made that stop, it's going to bring up now second and goal from the 8. As we, so give him 2 on that run, 2nd and 8. This time they overload the right side. Instead of the left, they overload the right side. They go up the middle, and running, the ball isn't going anywhere. Cart shut that down. They stop it dead in the tracks. Big play in there, and again, we don't know who 45 is, but Brian Crawford in there on the tackle as well.
Back to the original line of scrimmage. He slammed the door shut for the 2-yard loss after they had gotten 2 on first down. So it's 3rd and a long 9 right now, virtually. Well, no, it's just a 1-yard loss. But
still, that's 3 rushes for their leading ball carrier, Wilson. And of his 3 rushes, 2 of them have been for losses. They balance or they load up the left side and try to run it in. The quarterback, Gum, is upended at the 5-yard line. Took his feet out from under him. A good hustling play from the secondary as the Cards stop it at the 5-yard line. And I believe Carter Maynard's the guy on that again.
He is in the back of the pack. I cannot pick out that number, but he certainly flew up from deep in the defensive backfield.
Gain of 2 on that, but Montgomery County, they looks like they've abandoned the passing game, Bobby, which took them all the way down the field. They got inside the 10, and they've decided to play power football.
Well, it has yet to work.
Yeah.
It's not yet working, but 4th down, no telling what they'll come up with because they've certainly had some versatility in this first drive.
4th and goal from the 5, and I think Montgomery County's just looking for a timeout here. And now they're going to bring the quarterback over to the sideline. As really don't see a play clock. Now they're going to call a timeout. Montgomery County wants to talk this one over. Why not? 4th and goal from the 5. They've had 3 running plays that haven't resulted in much positive yardage. We'll take a 30-second break back after this brief message.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care. Just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Wow. Yeah.
2:17 to go here in the opening quarter. GRC leading Montgomery County 7-0. Cardinals scored on the first play of the ball game, 47-yard pass play, and it was a bomb. Sam Clements hit Haddon Cecil. Clay Turley's kick right on the money, and GRC up 7-0. But that's the only play the Cardinals have run from scrimmage because it's been a 5 first down and looking at a 9.5-minute consuming drive here.
And they've got this thing all the way down to the GRC 6-yard line here, 4th down, and
4th and goal.
This is it.
So Montgomery County, after the timeout, GRC must show discipline, not jump off on him here, because 4th down play here for the Indians. They ran the ball 3 straight passes, 3 straight runs. Rolling out, Gum, throwing, on the move, pass is caught, and he's kept out of the end zone. Kamani John did a great job. He did not let Nestor turn it upfield, and John stayed between Nestor and the goal line.
And we have a flag on the play.
That's holding against Montgomery County, and GRC is going to decline that. And why not, guys?
Kamani with a nice job of not allowing the receiver to get deeper. And had he gotten in the end zone and caught it, it would have obviously been a touchdown. But he shut that out. And then once he caught the ball on about the two-yard line, he was right there to get him to the ground.
7 of 9 passing on that drive was the quarterback, Jacob Gum. But they come up short, a yard short, thanks to Kamani John with some strong defense there. Trying to look... 67 yards in passing for Gum as he took his team down the field, but it's over on downs. Here's GRC. Cardinals working out of their end zone. Sam Clements wants running room, and he is across the 5-yard line, pushes it forward, stopped somewhere around the 7. So something you can work with on first down, especially looking to get a little room out of the end zone. 5 on the carry.
Yeah, nice 5-yard carry that time. But it's impressive. The Cards were victimized for 9 minutes and 37 seconds on that drive and yet came up big defensively and now have the ball. It's only the second offensive play they've run in the first quarter.
So they balance the field with wideouts to each side. The tight end, he sits on the left, and they're going to run a little stretch play, make that Heath, in the backfield, and he's going to run it left side, stop short of the 15-yard line, needed 6. It's going to be very close on that run.
Stretch.
As they look for the spot of the ball, they're going to give it to him first down, so a good job rushing the football for the Cardinals.
Got just enough to get the first down, got to the 13-yard line, so the Cards took that one to the left, got good enough blocking at the left edge to where he was able to turn it upfield for the 7 yards and the first down.
Zion Veal, a 225-pound linebacker in the middle, sits right there on the Indians. He comes on the blitz. Clements tries to sidestep him. He can't do it, and I called his number, and he made the stop. Zion Veal with the tackle there for Montgomery County, along with Edgar Diaz, and they stop it for no gain. Or little game.
Yeah, he got a yard, but they were spying on him and waiting on that one.
Inside of a minute, actually approaching a half a minute to go here in the first quarter as the clock rolls. Second down and 9 coming up for the Cardinals. See if they can get another play in before this first quarter comes to an end. Ty Miller checks in as a tight end. Clement's still over in the sideline with offensive coordinator Jordan Ray. He's coming back to the huddle, and just a guessing game now with 10 seconds, they break huddle. Tight end Miller sets on the left, pistol look in the backfield, and play fake. Clements is going to run it with a blocker in front, tries to turn it inside. He gets out of bounds. He is ridden out of bounds as the first quarter comes to an end. He crossed over the 15. He did not get first down yardage. We'll look for the spot of the football when we come back as the officials we'll spot this ball and see what we've got here. It's at the 17-yard line. Pickup of 3 on the Clements run. Bobby and I'll be back. Second quarter play coming your way. Cards up 7-0. Back in 1 minute.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
78 yards total offense in the first quarter for Montgomery County, but they come up with no points as they controlled the clock about 9 minutes plus in that first quarter of play, being stopped at their 1 yard line on fourth and goal. So GRC able to turn them away. Cardinals lead 7-0 despite having the football just a very brief amount of time. One play, 6 points and a point after, and that's where we stand. 7-0, GRC leading, and thought we had a third down run of 3 yards on the pickup, but that is not the case. They threw a flag, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty against GRC. Each team has been penalized 2 times in this first half.
Making it 2nd and 14, it's got the cards backed up.
56 yards offense for GRC in the first quarter of play, 47 on one pass, 78 for Montgomery County, but it's the Cards with the lead. 2nd and long, inside their 5. Clement sets up the bubble screen, and he threw it too high. Tip drill, and boy, I tell you what, striker Davidson nearly had a pick right there.
Just about, and had Hayden hauled that one in, he might have had a little running room because he was ready to turn it and go.
Had a little bubble screen set in the middle of the field. They let the line flood through, but Clements had to put a little arch on it. He had to put some air under it. It's a touch pass to Heath, but batted off his fingertips. And here the Cards now looking at 3rd and long, 3rd and 14. They're backed up inside the 10-yard line. Single back in the backfield. Back to throw, looking. Lets it go, and it sails out of bounds. Intended pass was for Kamani John. He didn't throw it far enough quite for the first down yardage, and it sails incomplete. And looks like GRC, of course, you never know with Coach Chirico, but I imagine inside the 10-yard line, he's going to punt, not worry about a pooch punt.
Well, let's hope he can get
something. Yeah, he's going to bring Turley out.
Hope something on, get something kicked off that can get them a little better field position here.
7-0 Cards lead here. We're going just early stages of this second quarter. Special teams now on the field. Turley punting from his end zone. So Montgomery County could get good position here. It's an end-over-end kick that hits out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So a 22-yard punt is all we can get on that one, as it went off the side of his foot.
That GRC put to the test again defensively. Let's see if Coach Caba and his crew have made some more adjustments to see if they can dent that end zone.
So Montgomery County with the ball. Guy started out with here on WWKY, Jim Tyree. He used to call this team MoCo. Yep. All the time. Is that a common reference?
Yeah, I think it's more common than I realize.
Yeah.
Because I've never really.
Yeah. MoCo. He always called Montgomery County MoCo. We got Gum in the shotgun. Cardinals staying with a 3-man front, flexing on the front, and a slow developing play is a handoff to the right side, and a flag thrown, and these officials, they're going to get a tennis elbow from working that arm so much. They have thrown a flag on nearly every play.
Well, he's going to
have got holding against Montgomery County, and that's going to back him up 10 yards.
Well, these officials are going to have to switch arms, okay?
They yeah.
Have to
put that yellow hanky in another pocket, huh?
So circle that thing on the right side on one penalty and then take it to the left on the next. But unfortunate there for Montgomery County. The Cards did a good job of stretching that play out defensively, and evidently it led to an infraction holding call by the Indians as they were trying to get a little room. So now all of a sudden the Cards looking like they're in much better field position here at 1st and 25.
Landon Wilson, their leading rusher, comes out of the game, 145-pound scat back. They bring the big guy in, Zion Beal, that 225-pound senior. He's in the backfield along with Gum in a pistol look. Gum, straight drop. They set the screen for Beal, and he's dropped right at the line. A guy played it very well. They let the edge rush in, and Brian Falls made a beautiful play on that screen.
Brian, he was just waiting on the big fella to catch the ball, and resulting in, I believe, a 1-yard loss there. So Yeah, loss of one, so that's
so a tackle for a loss on the front line, and I believe that's the second of the night. It is. Falls with two tackles for losses, one on a running play, this on a screen pass. So it backs Montgomery County up, second and 21, ball for at the Cardinal, 44. Here comes a stunt on the defense, but it left the middle exposed, and they throw the pass, and it's caught at the 39-yard line. So what you have there is a pickup. Could have been even more. They stunted with the blitz, and that left the middle open, and Owens caught his third pass of the game.
Yeah, he caught it. It was right over the middle, and as he caught the ball, he turned upfield. Didn't see anybody within 5 yards of him, but turned a little too quickly, lost his footing, and only managed to get five on that. So now it's a third and 16.
So 11, 9 of 11 is the passing here of the quarterback, Jacob Gumm. Gumm looking now at third down and 16. Looks right, throws right, caught his man in stride, and a nice open field tackle over there. Jones Howard got the stop. Got a little help and support from that guy that seems to be everywhere, T.J. Hooten.
Mr. Hooten on with the assist on the tackle.
So Owens hauls that one in for a 4-yard pickup.
So here we are, 4-12.
Fourth down. They're gonna go for it. Looks like Montgomery County will go for it. Coach Cava calling the play from the sideline, going into the huddle. Is the sophomore quarterback Jacob Gumm? He's had a good first half.
Absolutely.
Which is 9 minutes still to go here in this first half. Here it is, fourth down and 12 from the Cardinal 35, and we've got time called as GRC will burn their second timeout. As we've got time on the field, and Bobby's got a message, he'll hunt it and pull it out, and. Meanwhile, that will give me time to tell you, if you would like to re-experience this football game or this broadcast, you can go to www.kyradio.com. Go to the website 30 minutes after the ball game. It'll be that close. It's almost real time. If you would like to re-experience this ball game or broadcast again, tell your people if they've got relatives and say, man, I wish I'd have known that. Well, they can watch it, or they can hear it, rather, on wwkyradio.com. Go to that website, click on the on-demand button, and you will be able to access an archived game, and you can re-experience a GRC sporting event. Bobby's got a message, and we passed this business on the way up here.
We sure did. Now, this bad boy mower situation is huge, and Montgomery Tractor Sales has got them. They've got a lot of different units. They've got a lot of options, and if you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a bad boy mower is what you need. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. You deserve a bad boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
They had a lot of inventory on their lot.
Great
business. Multiple locations. Here we go. Fourth and 12. Montgomery County going for it. Play fake. Gumm wants to throw. Here comes the heat. Swings it out and it's picked off. Kamani John got it at the 28. He's at midfield. Right side down inside the 40. Tackled at the 37-yard line on a pick.
Measured that one perfectly. He came up from deep on the sideline, saw the ball, cut right in front of the receiver, picked that one off, and was one shoestring tackle away from taking it to the house. But a great play by Kamani.
35-yard return by John. Just fantastic. Now they're going to mark him back. 34-yard INT return, and Kamani John had the tackle that prevented the touchdown in the waning seconds of the first quarter, and he comes up here big in the second with a pick.
Well, so far this defense has answered the bell, and that was a big fourth and 12 play there, but they got it, and now they're cooking with good field position of their own.
They go with a sweep play. Hayden Heath tries to find room, but I tell you what, Zion Veal again. Big guy gets up. He looks at Heath and says, I'm going to tackle you, buddy, and he did.
Second leading tackler for the Indians on the year, averaging 11 a game, and he's well on his way to exceeding that number this evening.
He's filling in for the injured Bryce Chestnut, and man, Bobby and I are both fans of Bryce's. He's a great interview on Cardinal Connection, just a joy to be around. Fantastic football player, got a nice family, his sisters, great athletes too. Man, we wish everything the best for Bryce.
Absolutely.
Here's a swing pass. Haddon Cecil's got it at the 40. Turn it left side. Down the sideline. Pushed out of bounds after he picks up the first down on the pass play. So a nice pickup of about 13. Cecil's second catch, and he has 60 yards on the night.
Well, disguised play, and how do you not find that man? But it looks like that they threw that to the left side, and the Montgomery County Indians had forgotten he was part of the team. They had to run over there to chase him down, and in the meantime, he was able to get the yardage for the first down.
2 of 4 passing is Clements. Inside of 8 minutes in the first half, Cardinals driving, leading 7-0. Pistol look with Heath on the left hip. High snap, swing it over. Israel with a catch. Cuts it back inside, dropped down there at the 15-yard line. Nice catch there by Israel, and that's going to be about a 9-yard pickup.
Yeah.
And his first catch of the night.
Well, nice job of going down about 5 yards, stopping, froze the defender, and when he caught it, he was able to get upfield for another 4 before contact got him down.
Kind of like that route. As Bobby just described it, used to call it a button hook or a hook route. Mm-hmm. You just go down and turn around. Come back to your man if you need to. They keep Israel out there on the left side. He's matched up man-to-man. Meanwhile, they set 3 wideouts to the right. Play fake. Mm-hmm. Go back to Israel. Caught it at the 12 to the 10, down to the 5, and he's pushed out of bounds. So that's going to be a first down for GRC, and Israel with back-to-back. Hall ends on the catch.
Well, you know, in the first quarter during that 9-minute-plus drive, you talked about that soft coverage that the Cards may be having, and it looks like in that particular play, twice in a row, the coverage has been a little soft, and Israel and Clements have taken advantage of it.
Here we go, first and goal from the 6 on a pair of 9-yard pickups by Israel. They go on the heavy package. They run a big lineman in there, and he goes in for the touchdown. They bring Ashton Tackett in. Tackett normally is the center, but this time he's the center of attention. He scores his first varsity touchdown. I would bet that's his first.
Well, I guarantee you one thing. When he got his hands on that ball, nobody was going to pry it away from him, and he just followed a wall of blockers into the end zone. So, again, a well-conceived play by Coach Jericho and his Cards.
Well, the Ashton Tackett goes in for that touchdown. We had him on Cardinal Connection, too. So, tell you what, that was a blast play. They ran 2 guys in front of him, and then the big heavy guy, Tackett, goes through there. And speaking of Tackett, we can tack on another point. Clay Turley drives it through, and the Cardinals increase their lead. GRC up on Montgomery County, 14-0. 6:47 to go here in the first half. Back in 1 minute.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and 5-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living, Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Well, it's the Cardinals leading 14-0 as Clay Turley sets the kickoff. The last one went outside the stadium. One bounce, and it went over a 48-inch chain-link fence. This time there's a little more room on the north end of the end zone, and it goes out of the end zone, though, but nothing on the return. So there have been two kickoffs and nothing on the return. Bobby, the Cardinals have ran in this ballgame 10 plays, Montgomery County 23 plays, scores 14-0. Well, I guess it's hit them big early and often, huh?
Well, they've come up with the big plays offensively and defensively, and despite being way behind in time of possession, they're controlling this game, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, 10 plays to 23 plays.
Isn't that something?
Five passing plays, five running plays for the Cardinals. They've scored in each fashion with the run and the pass. Montgomery County starts first and 10 from their own 20. GRC, three-man front, two linebackers behind, two on the outside. They run the delay, and they try to pick a hole, and stopped after a three-yard gain. Not really hitting the hole with a lot of conviction was Landon Wilson. He was trying to kind of look for a spot, and not really a lot of conviction trying to dance in there, and Cody Gibson wrapped him up and put him down.
Well, Wilson was, he got the ball and then was sort of searching, and he weaved left, weaved right, and the next thing you know, the Cards have crashed the party, and he was only able to get three out of it.
Gibson gets to stay in there, and he's going to play on the down line. Also in there, Alifaro, he's on the outside, along with Falls, who has two tackles for the loss. They run a direct quarterback run with Gum, and it smelled out, and Ty Miller makes the tackle short of the 30-yard line. Gain of about two or three on that. It's going to bring up third down and two.
Yeah, third and two. Nice play that time, but it looked like it could have gone for more. He, well, when he faked right and went to his left, it looked like he had 5 or 6 yards of clear sailing, but the Cards contained it, closed it down pretty quickly.
Ty Miller plugging that hole, as Bobby described, and here we go with the Cards. They bring in a new guy on the line, Brian Crawford. Hunter Gully back in there. Trey Davis at deep safety, third and two. High snap over the head of Gum. And whistle the play dead, and they're going to say a false start procedure call against Montgomery County. And the Cardinals, they had a fumble recovery in the end zone. One of the three guys, Hayden Heath, Kamani John, or Ty Miller, one of those three guys were going to pick it up.
Well, you've heard the term, folks, play through the whistle. Trust me, the Cards played through the whistle on that one because it looked like the team in blue stopped. The team in red and white said, no way, we're going to pick this one up just in case.
So I think it's an assumption that GRC would take the penalty and be third and seven, but I'm not so sure. Let's see.
Well, it is third, because they blew the play dead. There may not have been an issue.
Okay, loss of five. It will be third and seven. That's a fourth penalty against Montgomery County, a GRC with a couple of their own. Third down and seven, ball at the 23. Gum in the shotgun. See if he gets a better snap. This one's on the money. Looks right, and the pass is batted down. Nice defensive play, getting his hand up there and then batting that one down. A guy we just mentioned, Adrian Alifaro with that nice play.
Alfaro right there with that big pause. He tried to flare that pass out to the right, and he said, it's not going to go through my big arm. So fourth down here with seven to go. Cards in position to get good field position here.
Gums played a good first half of football. Quarterback, 10 of 14. He did throw the pick, but he spread it out to six different receivers. Just no points to show for it. Cardinals have made the big plays, as Bobby said, on both sides of the ball. Back to punt. GRC looking for good field position here. End over end punt coming up. John has it at the 48. He's at midfield. Sidesteps a tackler, stays on his feet. Good balance to the 35, 30, 25, down to the 20, spins and finally brought down at the 21-yard line. And a nice play by Kamani John. He has got to be our player of the game so far in this one. Big play there as he rolls it back for 35, 34 yards on a punt return.
He did one heck of a job that time of coming up to catch that pass on the run. Had some momentum and was able to elude a couple of tacklers in the middle of the field. He veered to the left, took it strong, spun off another tackle, and got it all the way down to the 23-yard line. So a big, big play by special team GRC Cardinals.
Not a bad punt for high school, 33 yards in the air, but it was an end-over-end line drive, and John just takes it back for 34 yards and gives GRC a short field here in which to operate. Back to throw, Clements looking for the end zone. Coverage is there. He steps up. He's going to run. Breaks it out to the right side, still on his feet, cuts it back inside, and he's going to be dropped. A lot of running and nothing on the play.
Yeah, he had 5 or 6 yards picked up right as he sprinted upfield, and by the time he ran another 15 or 20 yards across the field, he had not gained an extra yard at all. But still, a good first down play of 5 or 6 yards here deep in Montgomery County territory.
So it looks like he's scrambling for 7 yards on that for Clements. That's his longest run from scrimmage tonight. Clock rolling, approaching 4 minutes to go in this first half of play with the Cardinals leading 14-0. They scored on the ground. They scored in the air. Clements with Heath in the backfield. Now pistol look, Heath to the right. He goes into pass route. They throw it for the end zone. Trey Davis caught it. Is he in? We look for the signal, and the officials, touchdown. They raise their hands. Trey Davis hauls it in, 16 yards for the touchdown catch. Clements put it right on the money.
Put it on the money right in the deep right corner of the end zone. He hauled it in. Two officials converged on Davis to make sure he still had control of the ball, and after a couple of seconds, threw those arms up. Big play, Cards up 20-0.
And don't you like the way Sam flooded to the right, Bobby?
Yeah.
He had a guy underneath at the five, but he went for the points.
He went for the full go.
Turley on to try to make it 3 of 3 tonight. The kick is on its way, and he stays perfect. Drills that one through the uprights. 3:51 to go here in the first half. Cards increase their lead. It's now 21-0. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Get a medium double cheeseburger combo meal for just $5 only on the app. Valid once per day through 10/9/20 for your participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards. Comparisons of prior classic burgers.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
Well, the Clay Turley point after extra point makes it 21-0. Turley on the year 9 of 9 in PATs. Levi Ross 6 of 6 and or make that 7 of 7. So Cardinal kicker special teams getting it done, Bobby.
Oh, and watch for this one to get on or near the end zone as well. Yeah, it's over.
And this kick will sail to the back of the end zone. And again, what a weapon. 3 kickoffs, nothing on the return. On any kick, Turley grabs the kicking tee, goes to the sideline, and those are things that don't go unnoticed.
Well, they're not going to go unnoticed by those at the next level, I assure you. He has to have a place somewhere if he so chooses to stay with that kicking game.
Multi-sport athlete,
wow.
Soccer player, golfer, football player, just probably cross-country and swimming too. I don't know. He probably does it all.
He loves that soccer.
Here the Indians have the football. They start again at their own 20-yard line. Single back in the backfield is Veal, and they give it to him on the delay, and he's hit for a loss. Nice tackle in there for a loss, making the hit Logan Ritchie, 6'3 junior, big hit.
Boy, I tell you what, he filled the gap. It looked like they were trying to run a little delay right up the middle, but Ritchie right there to stop the attempt.
So the MoCo Indian team, Ritchie gets a tackle for a loss. Second time they've tried to use Veal, in the offense. He caught a screen pass. That was snuffed. They ran him on a delay. That's been stuffed. He's a big guy, though, 6 feet, 225, stays in the backfield. Trips to the right side. High snap, taken down. Gum wants to run a bootleg to the left side. Got room. He's up near first down yardage. Trey Davis brought him down 2 yards short of the first down, but a nice hard piece of running got 9 on the bootleg.
Well, he got the edge, had some good blocking on the left side, and yet Davis came up quickly from that deep safety position to get him down. And once he got his arms around him, he did not get the needed yardage for the first down.
So the two guys that have made some nice plays in this game, Logan Ritchie goes out, also going on the sideline, Cody Gibson, both those guys. Again, Bobby, that's a deep team when you got linemen that are reserve players and they both make big tackles.
It's taken them a couple of 3 years to develop that skill.
They've got depth.
And they do have depth in the line.
Here's a third and short, high snap. Give it to Veal. Veal
short.
I don't know that he got to the 30-yard line. They just wrestled him down. Hunter Gully said, you weigh 225, I weigh 265. And I think they stopped him short. It's going to be fourth and inches.
Fourth and inches here with just inside 2 minutes remaining in the first half. And a big decision here for Coach Caba and his Indians.
Inside of 2 minutes, as he said, the clock rolling. Cards up 21-0. It's fourth and they call it one, but it's less than one. Montgomery County had 5 first downs in the first drive, with which they had the football after that. GRC's forced them to punt. GRC has a takeaway as well. Indians up to the line, fourth and one. Hard count. Nobody jumping. Gum slapping his hands, trying to draw some movement by GRC, nothing going. Still looking, still clapping, looks to the sideline. And now maybe they're going to call a timeout as Coach Caba's holding his hand up, and he's going to notify the official. He says, I want timeout right now. So they run the clock down as far as they can, and they call fourth down and one. Bobby and I will be back. Cardinals up 21-0. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Coming up at halftime, Bobby and I will have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. We'll also take a look around the state, see who all's in action tonight. Also got some rankings, used and cited Max Preps for this week. We got all that. We'll try to work all that in for you at halftime. Think we can do it?
I believe we've got a better than average shot, for sure.
Talk fast and move quick. Huh?
We can just be Speedy Gonzales.
Here we go. And Coach Caba electing not to go for it. GRC did not jump offside, so it looks like the Indians will punt it away and give the ball to GRC with 68 seconds. Here's an end-over-end punt. They are not punting it to John. It's a directional punt and a pretty good one at that. It goes inside the 40 at the 39-yard line. So a 31-yard punt.
Coach Tirico took no chances. He didn't have anybody deeper than 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, so if the punt came out of there, so be it. He wasn't worried about a return. He just wanted to make sure that he got the ball here inside the final minute to see what he could do to add to this 3-touchdown lead.
You know, it's hard to believe there have only been, 13 plays. Cardinals have run 13 plays.
13 plays and, 4 possessions.
Yeah.
So they've been quick strike.
Sure have been. Clements, just under a minute to operate here, takes the snap, looking back. Heath with a nice block in the backfield. Drop it off to Israel. He juggles it but holds on to it. Good concentration there as he hauls in his third pass reception of the night. 6-yard pickup.
Yeah, he could have turned to the right and stepped out of bounds but chose to. Bobler taking it to the left, and but he did hold on to it.
Second 5 off the catch. Clements rolling left. He'll throw back across his body, looking for a sideline route. He had Haddon Cecil, but Cecil's out of bounds. It will stop the clock with 28.8 seconds to play here in the first half with GRC on top, 21-zip.
Yeah, it took Sam about two steps too many to get his footing underneath him, and by the time he had released that, he was going to throw the ball a little too far out of bounds, but good concept.
Four-man front for the Indians. They really haven't put a lot of pressure on Clements. Clements in this ball game, six of nine passing, as he sends three receivers out to the left, single wide out, Israel to the right, play fake, Israel got it at midfield, tries to turn it up, he's at the 49, that's going to be a first down for GRC, as they picked up the required first down yardage, only the fourth first down for the Cards in this ballgame. 18 seconds, see if GRC throws it deep, four-man front, they rush four. With time, Clements rolling to his right. Protection breaks down, and now he just throws it away as he was outside the pocket, rolling to the right side. Stops the clock, just under 10 seconds to play in the first half.
And he did barely get it beyond the line of scrimmage with that pass. So
good point.
That was not an issue, although it was pretty close.
So the linemen up here, here in this series of plays, Keenan Ogle checks in there for GRC, a guy that scored a touchdown earlier. Tackett's in there. Joining them on the line, Brian Crawford, Hunter Gully. Those are the big guys up front. Clements comes back. He'll join the huddle after that incomplete pass. Stop the clock. Second and 10 for the Cardinals, just across midfield in Montgomery County territory. Trey Davis checks in. He's a slot receiver on the right side. And Coach Caba, he's going to call a timeout. He saw it didn't take GRC long. They've already scored from 47 yards. They've got it here at the 49-yard line. So a timeout, Montgomery County. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back after this brief message.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
So we come back to play. It'll be 9.7 seconds here in the first half left to play. Cardinals up 21 to nothing. Second and 10 will be the GRC situation. Good crowd. Cardinal fans have traveled well. Spirit section, they have some glow sticks over there and putting on a good show, Bobby.
Well, a beautiful evening for a beautiful show.
A lot of glow sticks in the pep section for GRC. They come up here. Rival game, border game right here. The officials given a full time as our producer had spoken to them, and they obliged. So here we're back to play. They run a play to Heath on the ground. He bursts it open the middle, gives himself up at the 25-yard line with 3 seconds to go.
That's pretty neat. Now, do they have time for a field goal attempt?
So that was a 24-yard run for Hayden Heath. On a nice little draw play there. So now they're gonna call another timeout and see what materializes here. 3.2 seconds to go in this first half. The Cardinals leading 21-0. We'll hold it here because GRC is going to break huddle quickly.
Well, they're anticipating the pass, and the middle was wide open, and Hunter blasted right through it and went downfield unchallenged until he saw them coming near him, knowing the time was about to run out. So he just gave himself up onto the ground, leaving 3.2 seconds on the clock.
So this will be a 36-yard field goal for Clay Turley. He hit from 33 in the Ballard ball game. He hit from 33, yeah. So we'll see what goes here.
Yeah, 33.
So this is a 36-yard field goal attempt by Turley. Montgomery County will be coming on the edge. Heath with the snap. Clements with the hold. It's down. Turley's kick. Plenty of leg. Did it go through? It did. With with yardage to spare. Yeah, nails a 36-yarder. Wow. Pretty special right there, Bobby. When you can do that.
Yeah.
You have you don't have to go for it on fourth down all the time. And I tell you what, the Cardinal team, they go off the field. They're jubilant. They've got the energy. They've got the momentum. Montgomery County, they're going to have to regroup. They head to the locker room as well. Halftime coming up. Cardinals add to that lead. They scored in both quarters. They lead now 24-0 over Montgomery County. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Halftime show coming your way. Back after these.
Because I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm going to buy my ride the Country Time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dot fees or $699 dot fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Here's your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. Our final hours of summer were warm, but overnight lows will drop off to the lower 50s with a mostly clear sky. For Saturday, autumn arrives. It's a warm one with high temperatures around 80. We'll stay dry with sun to the west and clouds to the east from Tropical Storm Ophelia. Sunday looks to remain dry as well and will cool off just a little bit. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman. On Winchester's WWKY.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Cardinals leading here at halftime on the Montgomery County Indians home field. GRC on top here at halftime, 24-0, as the Cardinals didn't take them long to get things going. And Bobby and I will tell you about it as we go into the numbers and look at how this game summary unfolds. Well, the coin toss was won by Montgomery County. The Indians elected to defer until the second half, so they kick it off to GRC, and GRC got a 17-yard kick return, put them in pretty good position. They were up near midfield. Didn't take them long. One play, 6 points, 47-yard touchdown pass, Sam Clements to Haddon Cecil. Clements hit his 8th touchdown pass of the season there. Turley's kick was good. It's 7-0, less than 2 minutes deep into the ballgame. Montgomery County not discouraged. They put on over a 9-minute drive. They drive the ball with 5 first downs, pushing it all the way down inside the Cardinal 5-yard line. And on a 4th down pass play, Kamani John had a different idea. He had a good play, and he turned away striker Davidson from the end zone, stopping that drive at the 1-yard line for no points. Cardinals begin the second quarter then with only one possession and one play in the first quarter speak of. They begin the second quarter with the ball. Clements got some running room, but the drive stalled, and they punted it away after a 30 after a 22-yard punt. It was a short field for Montgomery County early in the second quarter, but you had Falls with a tackle for a loss, and that discouraged Montgomery County. There was a penalty in there that kept the Indians from getting a first down, and then Kamani John, who's been a star defensively, comes up with another stellar play. He picks off a pass, runs it down the sideline, returns it for 34 yards, gives the Cardinals the ball in good field position. From there, GRC working on a short field. They drive it down. They get it on the 6-yard line. And on second and goal from the 6, they bring in big Ashton Tackett, a guy that normally plays center. They put in a full house backfield. They run a blast play. Two guys in front of Tackett. He gets behind him, goes in, 6-yard touchdown run. Turley's kick's good. He's 9 of 9 on the year, kicking extra points. And with 6:47 to go in the first half, Cards up 14-0. Montgomery County got the ball back. It looked like they wanted to get something going. And again, nice defense. This time, a guy, Alfaro, he breaks up a pass, and it causes a punt for Montgomery County. This punt, pretty decent punt, 31 yards, but Kamani John got a 35-yard punt return, setting GRC up in good position. So with less than 4 minutes to go in the first half of play, after that Kamani John punt return, Trey Davis hauls in a touchdown pass, 16 yards from Sam Clements. Clements on the night has hit 3 different receivers. Davis on the smiling side of that one for the touchdown. Turley's kick is good. It's 21-0. Montgomery County gets the ball back. And again, the GRC defense, big plays. This time, it's Kobe Ritchie with a tackle for a loss. They burn it down, and then they forced a punt. The Cards had the ball with the waning minutes to go and the ball near midfield. They were able to push it down with a nice disguised draw play on, looked like a passing down. They ran Hayden Heath, who got free up the middle for 24 yards. He slid down to stop the clock, and with 3.2 seconds on the clock, Clay Turley nailed a 36-yard field goal as that clock ran out, and it's 24-0. Bobby, they didn't have many plays, but boy, the Cardinals made them count when they did.
Very, very efficient. You could call them an offensive explosion if you would like, because they made hay regardless of whether the sun was shining or not. It was really, really a good thing to see. They made the most of their opportunities, and you can tell that the coaching is there. You've got the ball with 9 seconds to go in the first half. It's pretty close to midfield. Everybody's anticipating a long throw toward or near the end zone, and all of a sudden, here you see Hunter Heath with a blast up the middle. He gets about 20, 25 yards, realizing that the clock is just about to run out, gives himself up, slides down, leaves just a hair over 3 seconds left on the clock, and then after a timeout, gives Clay Turley the opportunity to execute that 43-yard field goal attempt, and as usual, he nailed it, and just a tremendous job of execution by the GRC coaches and players.
Well, we'll take a break then with 7:22. We still got on the clock here. Marching band for Montgomery County out providing the entertainment. And Bobby and I will be back. We'll talk about some games around the area. We'll go into some numbers, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
Local DigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Cards play here.
Well, the George Rogers Clark Cardinals pitching a shutout here at halftime. They lead 24-0, coming off a loss last week. Both these clubs, Montgomery County and GRC, both want to get on the winning side of things. But it's the Cards leading 24-0 at halftime. They led at the end of the first quarter 7-0, and it's now 24-0 at the end of the half. Looking at some of the team numbers in this football game so far for Montgomery County, they have 5 first downs in the ball game. Got all those first downs on one drive. GRC with 4 first downs. Kick return yardage, Cards with 1 return for 17 yards. Punt returns, Cards with 1 punt return for 35 yards. Kamani John running that one. The kick return was Carter Maynard. Looking at Montgomery County, nothing in kick returns. Turley's put it in the end zone 3 times. Nothing on a punt return. Cards punted 1 time out of bounds for 22 yards. Montgomery County's punted twice, averaging 32 yards. Penalties really a lot in the first quarter, but not much after that. Montgomery County penalized 4 times for 40 yards, or make that 30 yards. GRC penalized 2 times for 10. There hasn't been a fumble in this first half. Looking at some of the team numbers, again, 12 rushes for Montgomery County for 27 yards, leading ground gainer in the ballgame, Jamin Kaba. He's ran it 5 times for 22 yards, but 12 rushes, 27 yards in the first half for Montgomery County. Passing, I got a good quarterback. I like the way the guy throws. He plays a good game, Jacob Gumm. He's 10 of 14. He was picked one time. He's thrown for 75 yards. It's important to remember he got 67 of those 75 yards on that five first down drive, their opening possession. So 75 yards passing, 27 rushing, 102 on the ground for Montgomery County. The Cardinals looking for GRC. They rushed the ball only 7 times for 41 yards. 3 rushes for Sam Clements for 12 yards. 3 rushes Hayden Heath picked up 31. He got 24 on one run. And then you have the Ashton Tackett 6-yard touchdown run. 7 rushes, 49 yards. Sam Clements very efficient through the air passing. On the night, he is 7 of 10 passing, has not thrown a pick, and of his 7 completions, 2 of them have been for touchdowns. So Sam has 9 touchdown passes on the season. Looking at who caught those balls, Haddon Cecil's caught 2 passes in the first half of play for 60 yards, and Cecil, he has caught his 3rd touchdown of the season that leads the club. Other pass receiving, Jeremiah Israel was the target in the second quarter as Israel hauled in 29 yards on 4 catches. The 116-yard pass touchdown went to Trey Davis. So the Cards, 105 in the air, 7 of 10 passing, 2 touchdowns, 105 yards, 49 on the ground, 154 yards for GRC, 102 for Montgomery County. Not that big of numbers, but the score's the what counts, Bobby, and it's quite decisive.
Cards did a heck of a job after the first series of adjusting both offensively and defensively, well, especially defensively, and after that point, it pretty much negated anything Montgomery County was trying to do on the offensive end. So you have to hand it to them, not only the players, but the coaching staff. They overcame a 9-minute, 37-second offensive onslaught in the first quarter, gave up no points, and then in the second quarter really didn't give Montgomery County anything of which to speak. And so great adjustments.
Really was. And I think you bring up the coaching, and I think that's making adjustments, and that's what the coach is there for. He did a good job with it. Looking at games across the Bluegrass tonight, games of interest across the state. St. X, number one team in some polls, taking on Trinity. That's up in Louisville. Tate's Creek taking on Ballard. That's in Louisville at Ballard High School. Lexington Catholic at Boyle County, another number one team. You've got Central Hardin hosting Central High School. Christian Academy of Louisville hosting Manual, DuPont Manual. Frederick Douglass there at home. They have Cathedral of Indianapolis, Indiana coming in. Corbin on the road at Hazard. Should be a good match, mountain matchup right there. Way out west, Mayfield, always a strong Cardinal team there at Henderson County. Lafayette hosting Moore. Lexington Christian hosting Shawnee. Great Crossing at Madison Central. Belfry plays at McGoffin County. Mayo hosting PRP. And you also have Pulaski County hosting South Laurel. And Shelby County hosting an opponent for GRC later, Franklin County. So that's games around the area. Some of those look to be real good. Lexington Catholic at Boyle County, Bobby. You got St. X at Trinity. You got Corbin traveling to Hazard. Just good football every week.
Well, by and large, if you peruse the games, you're going to find five or six that are potentially outstanding, and they usually play out that way.
So both teams are coming out of the locker rooms right now, and we will take our final two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have second-half play coming your way again. Here at halftime, it's the Cardinals of George Rogers Clark leading 24-0. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
The CF Moto Power Fest sales event is going on now at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, your CF Moto headquarters. Rebates include up to $800 off 21 and 22 ATVs and $1,200 off remaining 21 and 22 side-by-sides. The 2023 Z-Force 950 HO Sport, $1,000 off. All other 23 ATVs and side-by-sides come with a 3-year limited warranty. There's tire smoking deals on motorcycles, including rebates up to $1,000 on remaining 22 models. Visit Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling today.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs, big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Blue 42!
The GRC Cardinals.
Fight! Well, we get ready for second half play, and let's talk about those games across the state. Hayes shares with me that maybe that mountain matchup isn't that much. Corbin 42-0 over Hazard. Of course, Corbin in some rankings, number one. They'll go top three.
That's not really a surprise, because unless Hazard is unusually or normally as strong, if not stronger than average, Corbin's going to go down there and give them all they want, and it sure sounds like they are.
Corbin has a set of twins. I believe Smith's her last name. They decommitted from Michigan and now are going to UK.
Well,
so,
Redhounds
are going to get a couple good players there, or give good players to the UK team.
From what I understand, when we scrimmaged them preseason, they weren't on the field, and they were still pretty dominant when our GRC Cardinals played them in a preseason scrimmage. So great players, and great to be able to keep them home.
So let's see what we've got. We've got Clay Turley kicking it off deep, and again, same result. It goes back out through the end zone, nothing on the return, and Montgomery County will have the football first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
I tell you what, a tremendous weapon when you know that every time he gets to kick that you're not going to get the ball beyond the 20 to begin your drive. That is a big boost for the defense before a play is even run.
So it's been Jacob Gum at the throttle all night long for Montgomery County, and he's in the huddle. Cardinals going with that three-man front. They've been able to keep enough pressure, not sacking Gum per se, but they do have three plays for negative yardage and tackles for loss. Ty Miller, the middle linebacker, setting right over center. Gum takes the snap, run an option, pitch it out. They're going to try to get to the edge, and it doesn't happen. Hayden Heath in the backfield. That's going to be the fourth play in a tackle for a loss. They tried to flip it out there and get Wilson in space, but that didn't happen.
Well, Hayden was playing between the two players, and he wound up taking them both, and he could have tackled it either way, but he just reacted to the pitch and was able to get that ankle tackle for a one-yard loss here to start this second half.
So Wilson can't get to the edge, as Bobby described for you, due to one guy wearing number 13, Hayden Heath. He stays in there on the outside backer. Three wideouts to the right side. He's showing blitz. He's coming. They run left side. Needs run support. Miller pushes Gum out of bounds. And a good job there by the GRC defense showing some discipline, not hitting him late. Quentin Falls was hot on his heels.
Yeah, he got about three and a half yards to get it up to third and a long seven here. But they're inside their own 24-yard line, down 24 points. So they've got a big play here if they want to even think about being able to stay in this contest.
So the Indians break huddle. They have on the short side of the field one wide out, and he's Duran Owens. He's caught four passes. He's been a target. Gum with the snap. Looks right, though. He's going that way, and it's picked off. Trey Davis at the 40. Left side, down to the 20. He's got pay dirt on his mind. He's got 6 points on the board. Trey Davis picked it off and goes in for the touchdown.
A stellar appearing pass when it left Gum's hands, but it was unfortunately for the Indians right to Trey Davis, and once he got it, he had some space, took it to the left sideline, and just waltzed in.
Well, I tell you what, Davis now putting his name in the hat for player of the game. He caught a 16-yard touchdown pass. This time he's got a pick six for 36 yards.
Well, you know, and it's one thing to be there to make the play, but another thing to have the hands and the vision and the aptitude to not only make it, but then get it all the way into the end zone.
So Turley with 11 of 11 on the season, trying to add to that impressive total here. Excuse me, make that 10 of 10. Now wanting to go 11 of 11. Off the hold of Clements, kick is up. It's good, and the Cardinals add to their lead. Less than a minute gone here in the third quarter. GRC puts up seven more. It's 31-0. Cards pitching a shutout. Back in 1 minute.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Here's a Turley kick. This a line drive kick. It's going to be fielded at the 11. Wilson tries to work it to the right side, and here comes the football. It's knocked loose. scramble on the field. I believe Montgomery County got it back. It's short of the 30-yard line. It'll be at the 28, so 25-yard kick return, a fumble that Montgomery County keeps possession.
That was more along the lines of a squib kick that time.
Yeah.
That got pretty quick, pretty deep, and as he started upfield, it looked like he was going to get some pretty good yardage, but those aggressive guards stripped him, and Indians fortunate to retain possession here.
So Montgomery County still on the sideline. Cards have the defense out on the field as we get ready to go. Our board operator, technician back the station, Tim Smith, he's got Brack in there working with him, Bobby. Brack's learning from a pro, isn't he?
Well, I tell you what, he's the man of the year. What else can you say?
Brack Duncan.
How about that?
We miss Neil. Tim knows Groom and Brack Duncan to step in there. Here they go on the ground, Montgomery County, in a little misdirection play as they tried to fake it to Wilson, but on the keeper, Gum just strings it out to the right side, and on that stretch, he ran a bootleg one time, and it picked up 9 yards. This time, not nearly as fruitful. It shut down.
Well, again, you had the left side of the GRC defense. They weren't fooled a bit, and it could have fooled us up here in the booth because the fakes looked really, really real, but the daggone guard said no way. They have really, really adjusted here since that first drive.
Tipton wide out to the left. Kamani John will pick him up. There is a slot receiver that makes a mismatch, but looking right and throwing right, and the pass is incomplete. He tried to hit over there on the little turnaround hook route, tried to hit Duran Owens, but it's broken up. Nice play over there on the sideline.
Yeah, it looked like Davis maybe with that one.
So an incomplete pass stops the clock. Just a little over 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cards leading Montgomery County 31-0. Call it third down and 10. Ball is at Montgomery County 28. Again, spreading the field, pistol look. Wilson stays in the backfield. Veal is in the wing for extra blocking. But here comes the heat, rolling, being chased, and finally brought down. Ty Miller brings down the quarterback after a 2-yard pickup, and they throw a flag. And I don't know if he, you thinking horse collar tackle, I don't know if he got him up there high enough. I think he just tripped him up with his feet. But
well, let's see what he says.
He did not get yardage required for the first down, but a flag thrown.
Yeah, not even close.
No, he was out of bounds at the 30 after a couple of yards on the pickup. Trey Miller was breathing down his neck as they flushed him out of the pocket. They even kept the big guy Zeal in there. It's going to be a face mask against the Cardinals.
Oh, I didn't see that, but it looked like he was trying to grab him up near the collar.
So they spot it from the 30, and they mark off 5 yards, and that's going to be bringing up a third down and about, call it third down and two, third down and three.
Yeah, third and three here from right on the 35-yard line.
Cards trying to get set defensively, a lot of movement on the line. Low snap taken there by Gum, throws it out, pass caught and dropped. Not a first down.
Yeah, he got it.
I don't know that he did. Let's see. He had to get close to the 40. Yeah, they're giving it to him.
Yeah, the official ran up about a yard beyond the spot, although he got tattooed once he caught that ball.
Sure did. 3 yards on the pickup.
Three on the pickup, and then tackled 5 yards behind where he picked it up. He was really, really wrestled down.
We got to find out who number 20 is and who number 45 is in these white uniforms. We still don't know who these guys are. And 20's made two nice plays, made that tackle, and he also had a pass break. First down for the Indians. That's the first one they've had since their opening drive. Here's a fumble on the snap. Gum picks it up. It's run for your life. Left side, got to the 40, up to the 45. He's upended by Hunter Gully, who didn't quit on the play. Yeah. He trailed it and caught him from behind.
You know, sometimes the broken plays are the ones that go for the biggest yardage, and that one went for a good 6.5 or 7, and it could have been a disaster.
Quarterback Gum, as Bobby just described, that 7-yard scramble, that is the second longest run from scrimmage tonight for Moco, as Gum scrambled 9 yards on a bootleg. Second and three, ball at the MoCo 46-yard line. Cards up big, 8.5 to go here in the third. Play fake, rolling, gum, throws it, caught out there on the by Owens. Tries to stiff arm a would-be tackler, and he stopped short of midfield. Picked up a couple on that little screen pass.
He got within one of the first down. That was a nice play. Again, a deceptive pitch to the left. He kept the ball, threw it out to the right, and didn't get a lot, but did get within 1 yard of the first down here near midfield.
Five catches on the game for Duran Owens. He's got 34 yards on the five catches he's caught. And Owens looks to be the favorite target here in this one. He's caught second most passes on the season, but he only had 10 catches coming in. He's got half that many tonight. Here's a bootleg with gum trying to get the first down. He went down low and going to give a tackle there to Logan Ritchie, and I don't know if he's going to be short.
Yeah, he lost a half a yard. It's fourth and a long one at this point on the 48-yard line, so you wouldn't think that Coach Cabo would have a reservation about trying to go for it here.
Not this close to midfield, and him down 31 to nothing. Here in front of the home crowd, you got nothing to lose. He's playing to get his team better. Logan Ritchie with his second tackle for a loss tonight. And again, a guy that's coming off the sideline showing the depth of that GRC defensive line. Back deep for GRC, safeties Quentin Falls, Trey Davis, Carter Maynard getting a blow right now. They pack it in tight on the splits, and they go with a quarterback sneak, and Gum gets it across midfield. He picks up two on that run, and that will be a first down run for Montgomery County.
Yeah, it took all of their manpower to get that one, but a definitely needed play by the Indians to try to sustain this momentum, what little momentum they have here, to keep this drive alive.
Brian Crawford into the ball game. He's on the outside, Gully in the middle. Those guys are up front. Three-man front for GRC. Single back in the backfield for Montgomery County. First and 10 from midfield. It snapped over his head. Gum's going to chase it down. He scoops it up. He's being chased. Throws a pass. It's caught on the far side by Tipton. He's got to the 40. He's in open field to the 30, to the 20. He's going to take it to the house. I don't see a flag, and that's a 50-yard touchdown pass on a busted play.
A super busted play, but sometimes that's what it takes to break the ice.
I said, Tipton, it was Nestor that hauled that in. That's a 50-yard touchdown strike by Gum on the busted play.
You know, you got to hand it to him. He ran back there 20, 25 yards, scooped that ball up. He had two cards chasing him. I thought he was going to dive on the ball.
I did too.
He picked it up and took it toward the sideline, and he saw an open receiver and was Johnny on the spot with that pass. Heck of a play for Montgomery County.
Nestor caught it on the right, brought it back to the middle of the field, and here comes a late player on as they try the extra PAT, hustling onto the field. Here's a snap, the hold down, the kick is up, it's good, and Montgomery County on the board. 6:49 to play here in the third quarter. Cardinals of GRC leading 31-7. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Well, the shutout that GRC had is gone now on an exciting play by Montgomery County on a high snap that was a busted play, the third fumble of the game by Montgomery County, but they haven't lost to one of them. Oh. And a nice scrambling play by Jacob Gum turned that into a touchdown. And here, this will be a procedure flag thrown against Slagle, who was kicking off. Tried a little directional kick. It goes out of bounds at the 39-yard line. GRC will have it. First and 10, and Cardinals looking to try to get on the offensive side of things. They haven't ran a whole lot of plays here in as far as the second half. This will be their first possession. They do have points, but that came off of Trey Davis' 40-yard pick six.
Yeah, this defense has played a lot tonight.
Sure has.
Yeah.
GRC without a play in the third quarter, and it's midway through. Clements at the throttle, back to throw. He stays in the block with time, going down the field, and it's incomplete. Trey Davis, he broke that route off short. He wanted to get to the, or Clements thought he would break to the sideline, but Davis kind of cut the route short, but he was impeded there by Cervantes.
Yeah, he was impeded, and yet he just kept going downfield. He took Cervantes with him, but the pass was out toward the sideline, and they weren't quite on the same page, but no harm there, just loss of down.
Double coverage on that pass attempt, second and 10 for GRC. Balanced field, two wideouts to each side. Snap, Clements, run pass. Ooh. He's going to run the ball. He's got a first down and more. Breaks it to the left side, and probably a score-saving tackle made by Jamin Caba.
Yeah, 17, 18-yard gain just right up the middle. He read what was there and took it strong.
18 yards on that rush, and that is the longest rushing play for Sam tonight, as he has 40 yards on the ground rushing to go along with 105 through the air. He's had bigger number of games, but we've still got midway through this third quarter and the fourth to go. Montgomery County coming with a blitz. Clements flushed out. Now he's in trouble, still in the backfield, and he's sacked. Loss on the play, back to the 44-yard line. Loss of six on that sack. They brought everything but the kitchen sink.
Well, it took five of them to yep. get him down, though. I mean, they kept coming at him, and he's pretty daggone elusive for a quarterback, and you got to hand it to him. But that time, one too many Indians there tracking him.
Well, and you got a player down for Montgomery County out at the 45-yard line breaking the play. Bobby's got a message he'll impart to you.
Folks, do you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. They've got plenty of options and can get them to you. MontgomeryTractorSales.com, mow with an attitude.
Thank you, sir. Thank you to Montgomery Tractor Sales. Big guy coming up off the field, Jonathan Hammond. Big junior, good size on him, 6'2", 280. A lineman coming off under his own power, and that's a good thing.
Well, he was one of those five tracking yep. Sam on that one, and he might have just gotten caught in the undertow that time. And it's good he's walking off under his own power and appears to be okay.
Second down and 15, loss of six, and back to throw is Clements. They set up a screen, and he's going to get it. He had a little juggling act, and he is tripped up by Veal. Zion Veal tripped him up at the 34-yard line, so a pickup of about 9 on that pass play.
Yeah, that was a good play. Nice hands that time by the receiver, and yet number one with a nice shoestring tackle there to keep it from getting closer to the first down, but we're at 3rd and 6 here. So Cards in very manageable position here.
Heath with his first catch of the night. He is the fourth Cardinal player to haul in a pass. Going out wide to the right, a guy that's caught 4 of those balls, Israel, all in the second quarter. He's out there man-to-man. They work the short side of the field with Tripp, but Clements is going to run it. He's got the first down, still dancing through. Power running, yards after contact, you bet. He's down to the 15-yard line. Big pickup for Sam.
Yeah, about 18, 19 yards, just straight up the middle. You can, he saw what the defense was giving him. The middle was open, and so he weaved and bobbed his way from the 34 to the 15, a big play.
A pair of 18-yard runs for Sam Clements on this drive. GRC with the ball. Got a first down now. They've got it at the 15-yard line. They break huddle, and you got a lot of options here. Yeah. Going with 2 wideouts to each side. Actually, a tight end sitting on the left. They move Hunter Hayden Heath in the backfield. They give it to him, stretch it left side, tried to get to the edge. He's wrestled out of bounds short of the 10-yard line. Gain of about 4 on the run. It'll stop the clock with 4:18 to go here in the third.
Not great blocking, but good enough blocking on the left edge that time to get him about half of what he needed en route to another first down. Not a bad play at all.
Second down coming up for the Cardinals. 4 yards on the Heath carry. On the night, he has 35 yards of rushing on 4 carries. They overload the right side. Man-to-man coverage there. Quick snap. Give it to Heath. Left side, he runs to the short side of the field and driven out of bounds, and no gain on that play. And a lot of activity going on on the sidelines, out of bounds, so I don't see any flags, so we'll just call that to burn down and go with second down, go with third down now.
Yeah, it looked like he was a little bit too far out of bounds, yeah. And they were still after him pretty good, but good play by the defense for Montgomery County to shut that one for no gain.
Same formation, you know, and they ran to the short side of the field. They've got this right side is the wide side, 3 wideouts over there. And a flag thrown as the snap comes and a procedure call against GRC. So it was 2nd and 5.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at
3rd and 10.
Third, and it's going to be 10 or more. So you had 2nd and 5, and you ran another play to the short side of the field. You lost 1. Then you get a penalty. 3rd and 11. Well, they back it up to the 16-yard line.
That's right. Then 3 or 4 plays ago, they overcame a quarterback sack with a big play. So they're not.
And they run that same formation now, Bobby. 3 wideouts to the right side. Heath in the backfield, pistol look. Tight end Miller on the left, and another flag thrown. And GRC trying to I won't say hurry up, but they're doing a quick snap. And again, they're going to call it on GRC. And it looks like the Cardinals want to run something quick before the Indians get set. But problem is the Cards have moved the last 2 plays.
Yeah, the Cards are not quite set either. And that being the case, they're going to make this field goal a pretty long one the way they're going.
You were reading my mind. I said, Clay Turley's already hit one from 36. We don't need to try to do it again. But here we go, 3rd down and 16 from the 21, throwing for the end zone. He overthrew the intended receiver, was Israel. He took it deep in there, and he brought Tipton with him, but sails over the head of Israel, and that'll stop the clock. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and 4th down and 16.
You know, that pass was but a couple of yards too long, and that's about as far off the mark as Sam Clements usually is on a pass of that length. He's a very, very accurate passer.
So Clements is going to stay in there. Looks like the Cards will go for it. They bring in that extra receiver. Kamani John comes in. Ty Miller, the tight end, goes out. Haddon Cecil breaks wide to the left side, and they balance it with two wideouts to the right from the shotgun. Montgomery looks to rush four, and we got a flag thrown, and it's going to be a procedure call against GRC again. So these officials, maybe I told they had eased up after the first quarter, but they're picking it back up with a lot of intensity, and the Card's going the wrong way.
Well, you know, it could be, too, that the offensive game plan for the Cards is to try a new wrinkle at this point in time, given that they're up with the lead they have, and they're not executing the way that this offense is intended to execute.
No, sure not. Three straight procedure penalties factored in with a one-yard loss on a run, and I think Coach Jordan Ray's walking out on the field. He's going to call a timeout, try to settle things and straighten it out. Time on the field. A little over 4 minutes to go in the third. Cards up 31-7. Back in 1 minute.
You've been on the go all summer, but your summer adventures are coming to an end. At Major Brands, we say don't let them. With a $60 tire rebate on the Uniroyal Laredo family of tires and $40 tire rebate on all other tire lines, now is the time to snag a new set before September 28th and start planning your next adventure. With Uniroyal Tires, all season adventure starts at Major Brands, Tom's Drive Moorhead and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
So on a fourth down play, the Cards, they dial up a little pass out of the backfield with Hayden Heath trying to turn it upfield. They had a little rub route over there with Davis taking the guy to the sideline and Heath trying to get open, but it didn't work, and it sails out of bounds, and the Cards turn it over on downs.
Well, you could easily say that that was their most inefficient drive of the night.
No doubt about it. It was... Bobby, it was anything but nice. It was ugly.
Yeah, well, you know, they overcame
three
that.
Incomplete passes, a one-yard loss, and three penalties.
And despite that, they overcame a sack to get it down close like that. But overall, they're still looking pretty in this one and have had a good game nonetheless.
Montgomery County takes over at their own 26-yard line. Low snap, Gum throwing, incomplete. He had two receivers. It really wasn't a bunch formation, but the guys ended up running the same route, and it's incomplete. Tried to hit Hundley with a hot pass, but it wasn't there.
And we had two receivers right there within a yard of him, so any of four players could have had that pass, but nobody was really looking for it. It came hot.
New linebacker into the game, Daniel Cubicon, checks in. 150-pound. Looks like he's bigger than that. 150-pound junior out there. Second and 10. Gum looking to his left side. He keeps Wilson in the backfield with him. Long cadence. Takes the snap. Slow developing play on a run to Wilson. That's shut down. And maybe the ball came loose. I don't know. It looked like he was hit behind the 25. Maybe able to get forward a little bit of yardage. He's pancaked and sandwiched over there.
Yeah, when he got to the sideline there, there were two or three Cards waiting on him, so he was going nowhere.
Yeah, no gain. And again, Cody Gibson with another stop. So Gibson making the most of his playing time. Jones Howard comes in there. He's going to play the outside linebacker. He comes up to the line here on third and 10. Montgomery County with two backs in the backfield. They go out in pass routes. Here's a pass long, and it's incomplete. Trey Davis had a break on it, as well as Kamani John, and Davis may have distracted John from his second interception. Both those guys have had picks tonight.
They've had picks, and they've been in the right place at the right time in that defensive backfield, and either could have picked that one off, but instead kind of got in each other's way to the tune of it falling harmlessly to the turf.
Braylon Nestor was the intended receiver. That freshman has caught a 50-yard touchdown tonight, the 11th of the season thrown by Gum, and it's going to bring up 4th and 10, and it'll be the third punt of the night for Montgomery County. Slagle on to, or not Slagle, it'll be Caba in to punt. .302 to go in the third. GRC holding Montgomery County to a three and out. Here's a punt, end over end. Hits, takes a Montgomery bounce, fielded there at the 38. Kamani John, nice two sidestep moves down the right sideline. He's pushed out of bounds, but a nice return into Montgomery County territory at the 34-yard line.
38 to the 34. That's good. That's pretty good yardage. 12, 16, 28-yard return.
So they're going to spot it at the 34-yard line.
John did a good job of receiving that ball and good job of maneuvering his way to the sideline for a big return.
About 15 yards on that bounce and a 35-yard punt and appreciable yardage there.
Cards in business.
So 26 on the punt return, and here we go with a handoff to Heath, who stood up and pushes and bullies his way forward to the 29-yard line.
He got right at five.
Yeah, so hit back behind the 30, but good leg drive. By the way, he's just a football player.
He's a sturdy dude.
It's what Coach Cherico referred to him the other night at Cardinal Connection. He said, he's just a football player. Six-yard pickup, second and four. Clements on the direct snap draw, and he is going to get stopped at the 25-yard line. He picked up about four. It's going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, he's within about a yard and a half of the needed distance. Right at an yard and a half, 2 yards.
He got three on that direct snap, taking it up the middle, getting right behind the guy that scored a touchdown earlier, Ashton Tackett. Tackett in there, snaps it back to Clements. They're going for it. Throwing down the field. Haddon Cecil will draw pass interference.
Yeah.
And Duran Owens, the guilty party, and he's trying to plead his case, but Haddon Cecil could not get it, and actually Owens never did turn around. No. He was face guarding him all the way down the field. And third and short, you take a shot down the field.
Take a shot, and he had him by a half a step, and the ball was thrown into the end zone, but was unable to make a play on the ball due to interference by the defender.
Stops the clock with a minute 42 to go here in the third. Cards leading 31-7. This will be a first down, and see where they spot this football. The official holding it inside the 20, calling for a new ball. So it goes from the 26, and they're going to mark it at the 11. 15-yarder and a first down for GRC. Eight first downs by each club. But it's GRC with a big lead. Clements faking the bootleg, and he throws a pass, and he just led Trey Davis too much. Davis got only one hand on it. Nice tight spiral. Not a bad play to call there because he had Carter Maynard down at the goal line ready to offer a block on in the event that Cervantes came up to try to tackle it.
Again, had he taken two more steps and turned his body just a little bit more, he had plenty of time, but rushed the throw just a little bit, maybe thinking about how he was being chased last week.
That could be the case. Could be the case. He is Clements is 8 of 15. Takes the snap. Hand it off. Hayden Heath at the 5. Goes in. Touchdown. Hayden Heath bullies his way in from 11 yards out for his first touchdown of the night. And the Cards add to their lead. So, Hayden Heath with a nice rushing touchdown there. Looking at Heath, that is his second touchdown of the season on the ground.
Nice job that time of running off of right guard and right tackle. He juked his way to the right and walked in untouched.
Turley on to try the PAT. He's 10 of 10 on the season. Is a hold of Clements. It's down. Turley's kick is up, and it's good. And the Cards add to that lead. We got a minute and a half to go in the ball game. It's a 38-7 GRC lead. Bobby and I'll be back in 1 minute on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
So we've got a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Cards increasing that lead. They have scored in every quarter now. It's now 38-7, making up for lost ground. They only got 3 points last week. What a difference a week makes. Here's a kickoff by Turley. It's going to be into the end zone, and that cannot be run out. That is another touchback. That will be his fifth of the night on the touchback. He only kicked one, a squib kick, and that ended up being a fumble after a 20-yard return, but he's had five with no return.
Well, we were hoping he might get to kick five or six times, and he might exceed that tonight.
Well, if we do that, the fourth quarter will fly fast because we're getting close to a running clock.
We're close, yes, sir. And I know Coach Smith back at headquarters would certainly love that to happen.
If you'd like to re-experience this ball game, as soon as 30 minutes after the broadcast concludes, you can go to the website, wwkyradio.com, click on the on-demand button. You can re-experience the broadcast of any GRC sporting event that we broadcast. Nice service there, brought to you by the Gateway Radio Works. Play fake, and Gum throws a pass. It looked like it hit the turf, but it was scooped up there by Duran Owens, evidently, and he turns it upfield and gets a nice gain out of it.
Yeah, the official pretty close to that reception, so he had a pretty good view of it, but nice hands that time by the receiver, and he knew what to do with it once he got hold of it.
So Owens with 13 yards there. He's caught seven balls tonight. He came into the game with only 10 catches on the season, so he's having a breakout game, and Gum maybe developing a little bit of a connection with him there.
There it is. Sounds like it. Looks
Gum
like
with
it.
A handoff. They run it up the middle, first-time ball carrier on the night. LaCorion Corey Davis, 185-pound senior, got to run it. In there with the tackle, a guy, T.J. Hooten, a nice-looking sophomore, makes the stop after a four-yard pickup.
He's emerged. There's no question.
Four-yard pickup on the Corey Davis carry there, his first rush of the game. Montgomery County breaks huddle. Ball at their own 37, probably the last play of the third quarter. Gum trying to set his players, has a brief word with striker Davidson, who caught three passes in the first half. And Montgomery County may not be running a play. They will not. Third quarter comes to an end. Third quarter comes to a conclusion as we've got one quarter left to play. Cardinals of GRC leading Montgomery County by a score of 38-7. We'll take a one-minute break. Fourth and final quarter coming your way right here on WWKY. Back in a minute.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com.
Central Bank, member FDIC.
A lot has changed since the first Clark's Pump and Shop opened in 1976. Things that haven't changed, Clark's Pump and Shop's commitment to the communities they serve and the exceptional customer service they provide. Go online at myclarkspns.com or download the mobile app for monthly specials, employment opportunities, and more. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel Clark's Pump and Shops.
38, yeah.
Fourth quarter begins with Montgomery County owning the football on a second and six from their own 37. Got a double wing set, nobody in motion. Gum calling for it. Play fake, throw it out in the flats. Caught out there by Owens. Tries to get to the edge, and he is driven out of bounds. Nice play, just chasing him down as Quentin Falls, and Falls got Jones Howard with run secondary support as well. Needed six, and looks like
he got six and a quarter. It looks like he got it from here. Yeah, he got it.
So the pass caught brings up a first down on that play.
Nice play. They threw that ball into the flat, and even though there was a defender out there, there was a blocker there to take care of him and got just enough to get this first down up to the 43.
GRC with a three-man front, trying to put pressure on Gum. They go on the ground. Wilson with the right side, pushes it up across midfield. Tackle made by Trey Davis. Yes, that's good first down yardage. Some of the best first down yardage Montgomery County's had. Matthew Holt led the way with the block and a gain of about eight on that run by Wilson. Wilson's ran the ball seven times in the game, and not a lot to show for it, averaging about 1 yard a carry. Cards have really shut it down. Zion Veal in the backfield, along with Gum. Back to throw, throwing right side, and nearly picked off. Trey Davis had it in his hands, couldn't pull it in, but he breaks it up.
And, he
and it's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, he deflected it into Quentin Falls' hands, and neither one of them could grasp it, though.
So Davis has a pick six, and this is his second pass break. And the play that Bobby described defensively, it occurred back in the third quarter between Davis and Kamani John one other time.
Yeah.
So those guys have a noise, they say, a nose for the ball.
They've been around the football, and the score shows that tonight.
Third down and two. Tight splits across the line. Here's a fumble in the backfield, and it's still fumbled around, and the Cards got it. GRC will have it right squarely on midfield. Picked up, that'll be Daniel Cubicon, comes up with a fumble recovery.
Got a little errant with the attempted handoff that time. The ball went to the ground, and the Cards were there to pounce on it. Nice, active being around the ball, defensive play.
So they wanted to go to the big back, and maybe he doesn't run the ball that often. Zion Veal, big enough to do damage, 225-pounder. He's been a strong linebacker in this game, but they've tried to run him three times, and he's got minus 1 yards and a fumble.
Well, you probably
caught one pass for minus your one.
Coach Caba just trying to do what he can to
plug him in, find
a little extra offense for his team, too.
Cards take over at midfield. They run it with Davis. Ooh. He's in open field. Breaks it out to the 40, to the 30, and that turf monster got him. He lost his balance at the 23, 24-yard line, and he's stomping the turf, and Hayden Heath giving it to him, and both those guys having a laugh on it.
Well, one thing about it, it looked like one of the defenders had the angle on him, and he had those puppies moving so fast.
He was flying, wasn't he?
He got ahead of himself and went down, but a big, huge play nonetheless, and the Cards would appear to be 23 yards from a running clock if they can get it in the end zone.
Trey Davis with a 26-yard run. He'll be credited. That old turf monster tripped him up out there.
Yeah, monster. He's a monster of the night.
Davis stays in the backfield. Play fake. Throw it to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Hayden Heath hauls it in for a touchdown catch. His second catch of a touchdown on the season. And the Cards now owning a running clock. Hayden Heath pulled that one in. He caught one pass earlier for 19 yards. This one goes 23 for the touchdown. See if the Cards, they go for the point after kick. Clay Turley on to try to add the point after. Kick is good. Take nothing for granted. He goes ahead and drills it through. 9:38 to play in the ball game, 45-7. George Rogers Clark leading. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Degrees in here now.
Yeah.
45-7, the Cardinals lead, and we'll have a running clock going now as Clay Turley sets to kick it off. This one is deep, and he's still pumped up. It won't go out of the stadium. He kicked one earlier that went over a 48-inch tall chain-link retaining fence. This one stays in the play, but it goes through the end zone and another touchback.
Yeah, Clay's got that leg cranked up tonight.
Six kicks for no return. He's made every extra point tonight, and he has even kicked a 36-yard field goal. So did a little bit of everything in helping his team. Caba comes into the ball game. Gabe Tipton goes out for Montgomery County, and we may have a new quarterback in there. And Caba, the sophomore, taking a snap. Look and see if I can set that number. And it will be Caba taking a snap. And official throws a flag. No play was snapped. And I don't know if sideline warning or they've got an equipment issue. But anyway, Montgomery County's bringing their team to the sideline. Officials picking up the flag as they did call the timeout just before the play clock expired. 8.5 minutes to go in this football game. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. More to come after this brief message.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living. Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Cardinals defense coming out on the field. They have forced in this ballgame three turnovers while GRC has yet to commit a miscue. So the takeaway is big, and that's a point of emphasis you bring up in about every game, Bobby. You got to take care of the ball and take it away when you can.
And right, and when you get the opportunity to seize the moment after getting one of those turnovers, you need to take advantage of it.
Yeah, either get the pick six or take a shot downfield, right?
That's it.
Well, here's Montgomery County, new quarterback in here. Caba will be in the shotgun. First and 10 from their own 20. Indians trailing 45-7. Cards now showing a four-man front. See if they come on the edge. It's another fumble as picked up by Wilson. He's in trouble, and he's going to be dropped and hit hard, and ball almost came out again. They sandwiched him and racked him pretty good. They rocked him up back there on the tackle for GRC. Big 74 in there, and again, Cody Gibson. He's playing a good, great game.
Well, he's getting it done, and that was a seven-yard sack for a loss on that particular play, but quarterback never got the football. He dropped it, and they had to scratch around trying to pick it up, and by that time, the Cards had flooded the zone for the seven-yard sack.
Well, Gibson gets that tackle for a loss. Playing right over the center is Ryan Sears, junior down lineman, gets in the game. He's right beside Gibson and in the shotgun, second and 16 after the loss. Caba stays in there at the quarterback. They hand it off. This time it's Wilson running left side. Got the yardage back and more as he rolls up. Brought down at the 35-yard line. The new quarterback that took that snap was Braylon Nestor, a freshman. And that's a first down. 20. It takes him all the way up to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, nice 22-yard pickup on that play. After losing yardage on that first one, they got that one easily. Big play.
Nine first downs by each club, but, boy, that doesn't tell the story.
No.
GRC with, of course, five of those nine first downs came on the opening drive for Montgomery County, which didn't produce points. Nestor stays in there at quarterback. Nestor caught a 50-yard touchdown pass earlier in this game for the only score for Montgomery County. He's at quarterback now. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Wilson. He's going to run it. Got to the outside, tries to square his shoulders, and he steps out of bounds at the 45-yard line. He was able to pick up enough for the first down, I do believe. Chased out of bounds there by Josh Davis, a sophomore lineman.
Quick. He's not big, but very, very elusive, and Got those feet. He gets moving really well and can jut in and out. So he got the edge that time and made a nice run.
Picked up 11 and got another first down for Montgomery County. 6:05 and the clock rolling. It will not stop unless the team calls a timeout. Cardinals leading 45-7. Two wideouts to the left side. Slot receiver this time, Davidson. Nestor looking over at the sideline. Single back with him is Wilson. Wilson on his hip. Low snap. Nestor rolling left. Just going to be a bootleg with a blocker in front. And he's going to pick up about 6 yards. He was being chased, and I think they were really breathing down his neck. A guy that's going out of the game, Logan Ritchie, thought he had him, but Nestor shown he's pretty elusive.
Very elusive, yeah. He's a little wiggle worm out there, and he looks like he's got good strength and good movement as far as being able to set up the defenders and elude them.
5'6", 5 feet 6 inches tall and 150 pounds, and a freshman. Kind of hard to see out there.
Well,
like you said, he can get behind some of those linemen.
He's a little wiggle worm.
Yep. Picked up 5 on that run after getting 11 on the run before. Second and 5. Ball just across midfield for Montgomery County. Cardinals of GRC leading big. Nestor in the shotgun. Takes a low snap. Rolling to his right. Here comes the heat. He's in trouble, and he's brought down. He was sacked. Big sack in there and giving chase. And the one that made the tackle, number 95, Alfaro, with the tackle.
Yeah,
we got Montgomery County player hurt.
He lost about 10 or 11 yards on that sack. But, again, we had a Montgomery County player got the worst of that.
Alfaro gets the sack. Earlier in the game, back in the second quarter, he broke a pass up from his D-line position, got his hand up there and knocked it down. We'll look to see where the official spots the ball. They're going to put it at the 42-yard line. So loss on that one, not nearly as much as I thought it was. Wasn't the ball across midfield, Bobby?
Yeah, it was 49-yard line. About a second, maybe a second and five, and yeah. So they lost 9 yards on that play, and it's good to see him up and moving around. He's walking off on his own recognizance, so.
Well, the Cardinals have an off week next week. They've got a bye week. When we rejoin football action, it'll be over in Lexington at Bryan Station, and GRC will be taking on the Defenders. Again, the bye week will be next week, and actually Montgomery County, they will travel. They'll be on the road. They'll go down and play the Colts at West Jessamine High School. So GRC will get a week on. That kind of slipped up on me.
Yeah.
I was just assuming we had a game every week. You know, you got to buy somewhere in there.
You get into a routine, and then all of a sudden it gets modified.
So we've got third down and 15. Clock rolling, approaching 4 minutes to go in this game. Big lead for GRC, 45-7. Nestor in there at quarterback. Cards rushing three. They've got five. They brought that nickel. They've got that extra secondary player on a passing down situation, but they run a draw. Ooh. That's Kaba at quarterback, and he runs a delay play to number 27, Elijah Eubanks, 190-pound junior running back, and he picks up pretty good yardage. He got it, didn't he? I thought he might be a yard short, but I think he got it.
No, he definitely got it. Yeah, they did a good job of getting that nickel package of defensive backs spread out and just ran right through them for a nice first down gain here.
16 yards on that run. First time Eubanks carried the football.
Oh,
he like teammate Mills. Making the most of the time they get to carry the ball.
Yeah, they're having a good series here.
Kaba at quarterback, Nestor not in there now, and they go on the ground again. Eubanks with a gaping hole, and he's going to try to take it to the house, and he just took it straight up the middle. Touchdown for Montgomery County, 44-yard run. So I guess Eubanks saying, hey, guy, give me the ball, put me in the game. 6'2", 190-pounder. He showed good speed. He was through the line of scrimmage in the open field before you knew it.
Well, those last two plays were just right up the slot, and they ran enough on the offensive end early in the play to get those linebackers out of there, and then he just outran everybody through the middle of the field to the end zone.
44-yard run. Montgomery County's scored on big plays. A 50-yard busted play that was a touchdown pass, and this time a run straight up the middle for 44 yards and a touchdown, and the kick is good. 2:49 to go in the game. Cards still lead big, 45-14. Back in 1 minute.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
It's an option.
Let's count on it unless you hear different. What do you say? I'll have Tim.
2:49 to go in the football game, and the Cardinals leading 45-14. And, again, Montgomery County scoring on two big plays, a 50-yard pass play, and then a 44-yard run.
Well, and a little bit of encouragement for them coming out of this one, because they've been shellacked pretty good for the last three quarters.
NGRC playing, they're getting a lot of guys
in. That's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And right now, Coach Caba, he's irritated. He's calling his team over for a timeout. He's going to talk to his special teams, and I guess something he needs to get across to the special teams.
He must feel like Coach Jericho. He's not going to take them home with him.
If
he has something he wants to tell his squad, I've still got one or two left, so let's get them in here, and maybe in this particular situation, it'll mean more to them, since you would think it shouldn't mean much. But still got 2:44 left in this one, and you've got to go out there and make the next play.
The Cardinals would look at the statistics on the season, and they have been able to incorporate and play 59 to 60 guys at some level or at some position on the season in these six games that they played. So that's good. You know, if you practice and you go out, you're on the team, you make the team, you go to the camp or whatever, that shows you're going to get to end the game. You're going to get to play.
And you're working your little fanny off to get the opportunity to be in the Friday nights like mode, so go ahead and do it.
Slagle will kick it off, and it's a high directional kick, and Israel's going to let it go out of bounds, and the Cards will take it. It goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and Cardinals will take over first and 10. They got to throw a penalty and spot it at the 35, I do believe. They called a procedure call against Montgomery County, and GRC will have it first and 10. See who comes out for the Cardinals. I expect to see Trey Davis, and that is the case. So the final 2 minutes in this final drive, what we assume is the final drive, and we know it's the final 2 minutes, Trey Davis will be in there at quarterback. And Belcher in the backfield.
Yeah, Belcher behind him.
Pistol look in motion. Kamani John. And they give it to Kamani John. John right side. He's got the midfield. Still on his feet. Pushed out of bounds. Big run there by John on the inside handoff.
21, it looks like. 21 yards all the way down to the 44-yard line. And he just got that quick pitch and blitzed his way to the right corner and took it upfield until the defenders finally tracked him.
Nice inside handoff, and once John was in motion, you and I had seen that play before.
Oh, yeah.
So the Cards come out here. They spread the field. They've got two wideouts to each side, go on the ground to Belcher. Belcher running his way. He stopped at the 40-yard line, a pickup of four for Belcher on the carry.
Yeah, went off between the center and the left guard. Came from the right side to the left side. Nice, solid gain on first down.
He's carried the ball on the season seven times for 31 yards. A young player that figures to factor into the Cards' plans down the road. Second down and six. Belcher stays in there. Fake to Belcher, and Trey Davis says, we'll just take a knee. And let this clock expire. So the waning seconds wind down, and the Cardinals back on the winning side of things. They had a three-game winning streak snapped, and now they get back on the winning side, and they've got a week to heal up. Montgomery County, their record will go to 2-4. Horn sounds, that'll do it. Game over. Cardinals win this one. In a final, it's GRC 45, Montgomery County 14. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have game summary, stats, and comments. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Because I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm going to buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, sorry, friend, we sold it as is? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Get a medium double cheeseburger combo meal for just $5 only on the app. Valid once per day through 10/9/23. Participating McDonald's must opt into rewards. Comparisons to prior classic burgers.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
The Cards play here.
GRC wins big tonight in a final. The Cardinals picked this one up 45-14 is the final, and GRC picks up that win, and Coach Joe Cherico gets his 100th win tonight. So Coach Cherico gets that win. GRC scored on the opening play of the game. It was a 47-yard touchdown pass and a Turley kick. And less than 2 minutes into the game, Cards lead 7-0. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. Montgomery County not discouraged in that first quarter. They had a 5 first-down drive, which ended at the 1-yard line. Kamani John made a heroic play at the goal line on pass defense, turning away Montgomery County. Second quarter, Cards get back on the board. It was Ashton Tackett, normally a center. This time he runs on a blast play with blockers in front, in from 6 yards out. Turley's kick makes it 14-0. GRC not done there, as Kamani John with a 35-yard punt return set Trey Davis up for a 16-yard pass reception from Clements in the end zone. Turley's kick was good, and the Cards up 21-0 with 3:51 to go. They wouldn't be done there. There was a little drama as Clay Turley tried a 36-yard field goal with time expiring in the first half. He drilled it with yardage to spare, and the Cards took a 24-0 lead in at halftime. Coming out the third quarter, Montgomery County elected to defer. They take it in the third quarter, but Hayden Heath had a tackle for a loss, and then in desperation, Montgomery County trying to throw a pass into double coverage. Trey Davis picked it off. It was a pick six, 40-yard touchdown return. Turley kicked good, and less than 2 minutes gone in the third quarter, it's 31-0 Cardinals. They would add Montgomery County would then get on the board with 6:49 to go in the third. 50-yard touchdown pass, gum to Nestor. Slagle kick was good. That was on a botched snap on a fumble, but Montgomery County turned it into points. We move on in as GRC scored in the final minute and a half of the third quarter. It was Hayden Heath with an 11-yard touchdown run. Turley with the kick. It's 38-7 Cards with a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. So looking at moving into the fourth quarter, GRC scores again. They get the turnover. Kubicon with a fumble recovery. Davis with a pass break. Clements sets up a 23-yard touchdown pass to Hayden Heath. Turley kicks good. It's 45-7. Montgomery County, they tack on a 44-yard touchdown run by Eubanks. He carried the ball twice for 60 yards. Don't know where he was all night, but he got a 44-yard touchdown, final 45-14. And, Bobby, it's good to get that. They gave up some points last week, but they scored some this week.
Well, and the good thing about it is they overcame that 9-minute and 37-second first quarter offensive drive to shut out the Indians near the goal line. And after that, coaching staff made some adjustments, as did the players themselves, and for the most part, they dominated this thing the rest of the game, the last three quarters. A couple of big offensive plays here at the very end of the game, but not necessarily being against GRC's number one defense. And but it was good to see Montgomery County get in the end zone there late to make the score 45-14, something on which they can possibly build going into their next contest.
Yeah, the thing is, Montgomery County, you and I will be back. We'll do some statistics and some numbers. They're going to have some nice offensive numbers, and they had a lot of first downs, but just didn't get points to produce for it. We'll take a break again, 45-14. Cardinals win. Bobby and I'll be back. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll wrap it up. Game and individual stats coming up right here on WWKY.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergency strikes day or night. Clark Regional is there when you need them most, providing emergency care close to home, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Clark Regional Medical Center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Joel Bennett back here with you. Bobby, give us your thoughts about the game while I tally up some numbers here.
I just think that for the first quarter, the Cards got that score on the first play, and 12 seconds into it, all of a sudden had a 7-0 lead on that 46-yard touchdown pass, and then never hardly saw the ball the rest of the quarter. And during that five first down launch and so forth, they got all the way down there near the goal line, and the Cards shut them out. And then from that point on, it seemed like for the rest of the game that the Cards had their number. They made the necessary adjustments that they needed to make. From the coaching staff and the players on the field were able to execute accordingly, and they were just a little bit bigger, a little bit better, a little bit stronger, a little bit more efficient, and they gradually just ground out a 45-14 victory tonight. A little bit stronger than Montgomery, but you never know. That's why you get them out on the football field and see who can do what.
Yeah, some of the team numbers and individual numbers, and it's going to be really, you're going to think, wow, why didn't Montgomery County, why weren't they closer? I mean, they ran so many more plays. They ran in this ball game 52 plays compared to GRC getting 33 off in this game. So it was a game that hit them soon, early, and often, and that's what GRC did. Didn't have to have a lot of clock-consuming drives, and a lot of the yardage Montgomery County got came late in the ball game on 50-yarders, 44-yarders, 22-yarders, 26-yarders, that kind of pickups. But both teams, it was actually Montgomery County, 11 first downs, GRC with 10. Clay Turley continues his great play on special teams as he drilled six kicks into the end zone without a return. GRC had one kick return for 17 yards. He had two punt returns on the night, one of 36, one of 26. Cardinals only punted one time for 22 yards, while Montgomery County punted three times, averaging 33 yards per punt. Cards were penalized in this ballgame seven times, while Montgomery County, they were penalized five times. Five fumbles by Montgomery County. They only lost one of those. They would also throw two interceptions, three turnovers by the Indians. The Cardinals, they had a clean slate in the turnover category. Individually and team, let's look at the team numbers. Montgomery County, 29 rushes, 154 yards. They only had 27 yards at halftime, so they picked up a lion's share of theirs when this game was already settled. But, you know, they trying to work out some things. 29 rushes, a very respectable 154 on the ground. 15 of 23 passing, two interceptions, one touchdown, 149 yards in the air. 303 unofficially for Montgomery, and they only able to squeeze 14 points out of it. Meanwhile, the Cardinals only got to run 33 plays, 17 rushing plays for 127 yards. In the passing game, the Cardinals go 9 of 16 for 137 yards. In the second half alone, only two passes thrown, two passes caught, and both of those Hayden Heath, and one was a touchdown. So 137 yards through the air, 127 on the ground. Cards with 264 yards total offense in the ballgame. Sam Clements, 9 of 16, no picks, threw three touchdown passes. It was Haddon Cecil with a 47-yarder. Trey Davis caught a 16-yarder, and Hayden Heath a 23-yarder for the touchdown. It was Jeremiah Israel, though, that caught four passes to lead the team, and Israel caught all four of his passes in that second quarter. On the ground, it was Hayden Heath, 7 rushes, 51 yards, and a touchdown. Sam Clements carried it 7 times, 45 yards. Other running, Ashton Tackett. His lone touchdown probably in his high school career. He may get another shot. Who knows? He goes in from 6 yards out on the one time he carried the ball. Kamani John, 1 carry for 21 yards on a little toss sweep. And also Belcher, 1 carry for 4 yards. That's going to do it. 45-14. The Cardinals win this one. And we're off next week. Be listening to Tim Smith on WWKY Mornings on Main. He'll keep you up to date with the Cardinal Connection programming and also all of GRC Sports and the Kentucky News Network covers sports around the area as well. Also want to add that if you would like to re-experience any ball game that Bobby and I broadcast or any game that's covered on Gateway Radio Works, you can get it as soon as 30 minutes after the ball game. Go to WWKYradio.com, click on the on-demand button, and you will be able to access and re-experience a GRC sporting event in which Gateway Radio Works has offering that service in which we have broadcast. So, Brack Duncan, appreciate you having you along, and Tim's working out a new guy, Bobby.
Well, he sounds like he's a crackerjack, and I guarantee you he can certainly join the team and be most welcome.
Cardinals improved their mark on the season. They have picked up their fourth win to go against two losses. We'll be off next week. It'll be a bye week. Then we'll jump back up into October over in Lexington, taking on one of the top teams in the state in the Bryan Station Defenders. So until then, again, be listening to WWKY. I'm going to celebrate my birthday tomorrow, Bobby. So
happy 39.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, golly, that's tremendous. Never thought you'd make it
right
that far.
Right there in Holden. Yeah, so I got a birthday tomorrow, so that's what we'll do. All right, until then, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hayes McMakin on site, Brack Duncan back to station under the tutelage of Tim Smith, Bobby Baldwin, and my good friend beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Football on WWKY. 102.9 FM and 990 AM, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Now more great music on the way on Winchester's own WWKY.